I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Country, according to Jen Psaki. Apparently, when a Democrat is president, all you have to do is slap a Black Lives Matter label on a missile, and suddenly the missile is good. That's basically the way this works. All you have to do is just stencil in Trans Lives Matter on the front of a bomb, and you can drop it wherever you want. And that's how it was during the Obama administration, right? You just put a bunch of progressive slogans on the drones, and everything is fine. So we are back to that, which is a lot of fun. According to USA Today, U.S. airstrikes targeted bases in Syria used by Iranian militant groups suspected of attacking American and allied forces in northern Iraq last week, the Pentagon announced late Thursday. Now, as we talked about last week, it was pretty obvious. I mean, remember, it is now Friday. So this means it's been over a week since that original attack that happened in Iraq, right? Iraq, Syria and Iraq, different countries, you may have noticed. But the Biden administration said literally nothing about that attack on an American facility in Iraq. Why? Because they were deeply afraid that if they mentioned this, that it might drive a wedge between the United States government and the Iranian government. They were afraid that if they said, hey, look, the Iranians are active in Iraq and they are pursuing terror against Americans in Iraq, then that might end all of this Iran nuclear deal bullcrap, because it is top priority for the Biden administration to re-enter the horrible and ridiculous Iranian nuclear deal, which basically gives Iran a pathway to a nuclear bomb within 10 years, so long as they pledge, they will absolutely give their Boy Scout pledge that they are not going to develop nuclear weapons for the next 10 years, and we will hand them a bunch of money they can then use for ballistic missile development and terrorism. So this had made, the Iran deal had made the Obama administration essentially the PR wing of the Iranian government. Every time Iran did something bad, Obama and team would be out there downplaying it, pretending it had nothing to do with the Iranian regime. Well, now they're doing the same thing. So there's an attack on American troops in Iraq by the Iranians, and their reaction is to hit an Iranian-backed militia in Syria. Why? In order to obscure the fact that really it is Iran behind all of this stuff in the first place. So what exactly did they do? Apparently, the strikes hit multiple targets used by the militias. The Pentagon blames for rocket attacks on a base in northern Iraq that killed a contractor and wounded U.S. and allied troops. They wouldn't hit Iran, and they wouldn't hit anything inside Iraq. They went to this country on the other side of Iraq, not Iran, and they decided they were going to hit a camel in the butt. According to Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, the operation sends an unambiguous message. President Biden will act to protect American and coalition personnel. At the same time, we've acted in a deliberate manner that aims to de-escalate the overall situation in both eastern Syria and Iraq. So basically, we are just going to signal that we are a little mad, but not too mad. I'm confident in the target when after we know what we hit, said Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. He said, we're confident the target was being used by the same Shia militants that conducted the strikes in the first place. So Republicans are largely backing the strikes because Republicans are fine with terror outposts being hit. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with the terror outposts being hit either. All I'm pointing out is that they are hitting the wrong targets. Okay, they are hitting bases in Syria when the real problem is in Iraq and the real problem is in Iran. And they are doing so in order to obscure the connection between what is happening in Syria and the Iranian bosses with whom they are negotiating. Because it's very difficult to make the case to the American public that we need to be fighting the Iranians who are attempting to kill American troops at the same time that we are giving them a pathway to a nuclear weapon and funding their terror program. So instead, Biden's going to obscure that by doing what Democrats very often do, which is fire a missile pinpoint strike, right? The way pinprick strike, the way that Barack Obama did, and then claim that you're being muscular in your own defense of your country. Alrighty, so that is the Biden foreign policy in a nutshell. Meanwhile, in bigger news for the United States, the House has voted to pass the Equality Act. Okay, the Equality Act is one of the most egregiously misnamed Orwellian acts in modern American history. It is not about equality. It is about imposition on Americans of a standard that is unreasonable. It is about ensuring that religious Americans are not allowed to practice their religion. It is about ensuring that non-religious Americans who believe in a differentiation between men and women are completely silenced under American law. That is what Equality Act is about. The way it is proposed, of course, is as an anti-discrimination law. Now, there are already anti-discrimination laws that exist on the basis of sexual orientation and sex. This would add gender identity and gender orientation and a wide variety of other pregnancy. It would add all of these to the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And that all sounds fine because, of course, nobody wants people unduly discriminated against. When I say unduly, I mean it is not discrimination to tell a man that he should be using a man's bathroom. That's not undue discrimination. Right? That is discriminating in the sense that I discriminate every time I go out to dinner as to what I would like to eat. Okay? Active discrimination would be saying that a black person cannot go into a white person's bathroom. Okay? That is active discrimination. Saying that a man should go to a man's bathroom and should not go into a woman's bathroom, that's not discrimination. That's called being reasonable. In fact, it was precisely this objection that originally sunk the proposed constitutional amendment, right? The ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment. There are people on the right who said this is going to lead directly to the end of men's and women's bathrooms. And people who were promoting the ERA at the time were like, no, we'll never do that. Well, we're here, gang. That's where we are. The House passed this bill. The bill will be blocked by the Senate, undoubtedly, because you can't pass this thing through reconciliation. So it's going nowhere. It is likely also unconstitutional because it doesn't make any sort of religious carve-outs. But the truth is that it should be unconstitutional because it violates freedom of association. You should be allowed to associate with people you want to associate with. This is a core freedom. And I may not like how you use that freedom, but I'm in favor of freedoms even if I don't like how you use them. And I'm in favor of freedom of speech, even if you are saying bad things with that freedom of speech, with which I do not agree. I'm in favor of freedom of the press, even for places like CNN and MSNBC. But this is the difference between people on the right and people on the left. I like rights, even when people I don't like are exercising those rights in ways I do not like. If you're on the left, everything is either banned or mandatory. There is no middle category. Good things are mandatory and bad things are banned, according to the left. And they have determined that it is very bad to say that men are men and women are women. And we must train every institutional gun in America on anybody who would note this basic biological fact that men exist and women exist and human beings, being a mammalian species, are dichotomous in their sex. That there are men and there are women. And the proof of this is that the procreation of the human species relies upon the differences, the biological differences, not the subjective self-assessment differences, the biological differences between men and women. We're going to ignore all of that and pass what is a truly egregious and authoritarian act. The Equality Act is an authoritarian bit of legislation. I'm going to get to all the flaws with the Equality Act in 1 second. First, you know, when you're running a business, HR issues can absolutely kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries, those are not cheap. An average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business. They help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. It's month-to-month, no hidden fees. You can cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you felt like dealing with HR issues all day. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. If you're spending a lot on HR, no reason to do that. Instead, head on over to Bambi.com/Ben right now. Schedule that free HR audit. That is Bambi.com/Ben. Bambee.com/Ben for your free HR audit. Get on top of those HR issues. Bambee.com/Ben. That's Bambee.com/Ben. Okay, so what does the Equality Act actually do? So Ryan Anderson, who has been basically book burned by Amazon, they took down his book When Harry Became Sally, even though it is a well-written, concise, and yes, tolerant book about transgenderism. He says over and over and over that people who suffer from gender dysphoria should be treated with the greatest of care. which is absolutely true. It is a semblance of how idiotic our society has become that we now say that a man with a mental disorder, namely gender dysphoria, is a woman. Okay, that is not how that works. And yes, it is a mental disorder. According to the DSM-4, gender dysphoria is a mental disorder according to the DSM-5, by the way. It used to be called gender identity disorder. Then they renamed it gender dysphoria because they added a requirement in the DSM-5, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual 5, that it's not just that you identify as a member of the opposite sex, it's that it causes you depression, which is the dumbest standard for diagnosing a mental illness ever, a mental disorder ever. By that standard, if you walk around saying that you are Jesus Christ today, you are not suffering from any sort of mental disorder unless it also causes you distress to say that. Okay, that's a ridiculous standard. It doesn't hold by virtually any other definition of a mental disorder, but that is what the pseudoscientists over at the American Psychological Association have to say about all of this. In any case, what exactly does the Equality Act do? So Ryan Anderson writes about this. The act updates the law Congress passed primarily to combat racism, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and adds sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes akin to race. So if you have any reservations about gender ideology, as even many progressives do, you'd now be the legal equivalent of Bull Connor, right? To say that men and women exist and that they are separate, and that a man who believes he is a woman is not actually a woman, and that a man who enters a women's locker room with all the male appendages and says he is a woman should not be allowed to do so, this makes you like a 1960s Jim Crow era racist. Okay, now, to suggest that the differences between black people and white people are anywhere akin to the differences between men and women is patently crazy. The differences between black people and white people do not matter. They're essentially skin deep. That is the whole point. The difference between men and women is a lot more than skin deep. It affects nearly every area of intersexual relationships. It affects how men and women develop physically. It affects how men and women develop mentally. There are significant differences in mental development between men and women. Women have advantages in some areas. Men have advantages in some areas, but there are major differences. This is all well-established science. There is not a single thing I am saying right now that is conjecture. What is conjecture is the suggestion that sex is completely malleable. What the left has done here is they play a game. Here's how the game works. They accept, supposedly, that sex is non-malleable. Then they say gender is different from sex. So what is gender? Gender is a collection of stereotypes about femininity and masculinity. Okay, but now that they're stereotypes, you're saying that they're arbitrary, right? Because they're stereotypes. They're not connected to any sort of underlying biological reality. And yet you say that gender is so important and so real that those stereotypes actually make you a man or a woman. So now sex doesn't matter, right? So sex, which is the only thing that we can objectively tell, that doesn't matter. Because gender identity, which a second ago was a set of stereotypes that were supposedly foisted upon you by an intolerant society, those are the only things that matter. So if a man cross-dresses and dresses up as a woman, then this makes him transgender interested, perhaps, right? Maybe he's actually a girl, but it depends on his self-definition. If he's a man who just likes wearing a dress, then for sure he's just a man. But if he's a man who likes wearing a dress and also thinks he's a woman, then he is a transgender person. If none of this makes any scientific sense to you, that's because it has nothing to do with science. It is, in fact, an ideology. It is not, in fact, scientifically rooted. It is based entirely on the fallacy that that biological sex and gender characteristics are completely different, and yet gender characteristics matter more than biological sex. And then what you will see is the final move, which is, well, actually, we're going to go back to that whole thing about sexual dichotomy. It doesn't exist. So you'll see this from the left a lot. Well, you see, you know, there are people who have XX chromosomes or XY chromosomes and who manifest as a member of the other sex because of a developmental disorder. Yes, it's called a developmental disorder. If I say that human beings walk upright, that is a true statement. Now, are there certain human beings who are born with a disability and cannot walk upright? Yes. Does that mean that as a class of human beings do not walk upright? No. It means that some people have disorders. Okay, that does not mean that you redefine that exact term. We'll get to more of this in just one moment. First, it's the shortest month of the year. That means you've got slightly less time to check off your February to-do list. Luckily, Policy Genius can help you check off two big items with ease: compare life insurance rates and save 50% or more in the process. That means more cash to put toward the things you care about, whatever that may be. Plus, there's absolutely no hassle. Their licensed experts work for you, not the insurance companies, so they can offer unbiased advice when you need it. Here's how it works. First, head on over to PolicyGenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much coverage you need and compare quotes from top insurers to find your best price. Policy Genius will compare policies starting at as little as a buck a day. You might even be eligible to skip that in-person medical exam. Once you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and the red tape. If you hit any speed bumps during the application process, they'll take care of everything. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across over 1,600 reviews on Trustpilot and Google. If you're worried that March is just around the corner and you've barely gotten anything done, take a deep breath. Policy Genius will help you make the most of this short month in minutes. You could save 50% or more by comparing quotes and feel good knowing your loved ones would be taken care of if anything were to happen. Go to PolicyGenius.com to get started. That's Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. All right, in a second, we'll get deeper into the gender ideology that Democrats are trying to enshrine into law. It makes no sense, but they're pushing it anyway. It's the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint. All is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Because of you, I found the resources I needed.
Because of you, I found the right doctor.
Because of you, I'm not alone.
These are words we cherish at the Sarcoma Alliance. Each year, thousands of Americans of all ages are diagnosed with sarcoma, the rare 1% of all cancers. The Sarcoma Alliance is there during their difficult journey, providing education, guidance, and connection. Learn more at sarcomaalliance.org, sponsored by the Sarcoma Alliance.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So it is perfectly obvious that Democrats are attempting to enshrine into law just quack nonsense. It makes no sense, but that doesn't stop them. Okay, what people on the left like to do is take edge cases. Right? They like to take genetic anomalies and then treat those as though this creates entire new classes of human beings. This is incorrect. It is not right. It's all ridiculous, but this has become the new normal. So now they're trying to enshrine this into law. And this has some pretty dire ramifications for your freedoms. Everything from freedom of association to freedom of religion to freedom of the press to freedom of speech, all of it is going to be ground down under the boot heel of an authoritarian left that decides that basic truth should be verboten. Okay? It is a basic truth that men and women exist and exist on the basis of biological characteristics that are objectively verifiable. That is a simple reality. If you die today, there will be people 100 years from now who will be able to look at your DNA, and they will be able to tell whether you're a man or a woman, and your subjective self-identification will matter not one whit. because all you will be at that point is bones. We will be able to know whether you are in fact a man or a woman simply by looking at your bone structure. We do this right now in archaeology. We can tell what sex your baby is before they are born. According to Lepp, by the way, you can't tell somebody's actual gender until they die, and even then you can't use their biology, because your gender could switch any minute. There are people who are 45 years old who have been a man all their life and have sired 7 children. And if they decide they're a woman, not only are they a woman, they were always a woman. Because not only does transgender ideology violate the boundaries of biology, it violates the boundaries of physics. It's incredible. It's a time machine. You have to erase every vestige of the idea that this person was ever a man. Right? It's not just that Bruce Jenner changed his name and became Caitlyn Jenner and had some surgeries. That is not what happened. Bruce Jenner was always Caitlyn Jenner. Bruce Jenner was always a woman, you see, while winning medals at the Olympics, which makes him the most accomplished female athlete ever, by the way. Right, so it turns out that biological men are even the best female athletes. It's incredible. But now this is going to be written into law, and you're going to be cudgeled with it, and your children will be cudgeled with it. Let's not pretend that this is anything but what it is. It's an authoritarian move by the left to cudgel everyone into line. It's an exercise of absolute raw power. That is the attempt right here. As Ryan Anderson writes, rather than finding common sense, narrowly tailored ways to shield LGBT-identifying Americans from truly unjust discrimination, the bill would act as a sword to persecute those who don't embrace newfangled gender ideologies. It would vitiate a sex binary that is quite literally written into our genetic code and is fundamental to many of our laws, not least laws protecting the equality, safety, and privacy of women. And one of the self-defeating notions of the transgender movement and the combination, which is really bizarre, between LGB and T, right? T is not like those others. The others are sexual orientations. T is a gender identity. That's a different thing. Okay, and not only is it a different thing, it militates directly against the notion that men and women are different, which is one of the bases of LGB thinking, right? Because you have decided that you are not sexually attracted to one sex, you are sexually attracted to another sex, or you're oriented that way by your genetic code, whatever it is. Okay, but that relies on the idea that men and women are different. Feminism relies on the idea that men and women are different. T relies on the idea that men and women are precisely and absolutely the same in every single way. It's just all in your head. This is why you end up with these bizarre articles ever so often from the left-wing press, in which there will be a transgender woman, meaning a biological man, calling a man who does not want to have sex with a biological man a person who is not straight, because this biological man now identifies as a woman. You're not truly straight unless you want to have sex with a transgender woman who has a penis. Right? If this sounds confusing, it's because it's asinine. It makes no sense at all. It is completely and utterly ridiculous. It's not just a pretzeling of logic. It is a twisting of logic into a Gordian knot that even Alexander couldn't cut. And so what does Ryan Anderson say? He says the Equality Act would sacrifice the hard-won rights of women while privileging men who identify as women. If it becomes law, such men would have the right to spend the night in battered women's shelters, which sounds great, perfect, just awesome. Disrobe in women's locker rooms and compete on women's sports teams, even at K-12 schools. Don't believe me? Here's the text. Quote, an individual shall not be denied access to a shared facility, including a restroom, a locker room, and a dressing room that is in accordance with the individual's gender identity. So, you can keep separate facilities for men and women, but you have to redefine what men and women are. And again, if somebody says that they are a member of the opposite sex, you just have to take their word for it because there is no objectively verifiable standard to tell. Right? They've removed all objectivity. It's all subjectivity all the way down. The act would massively expand the government's regulatory reach. The Equality Act would coerce any establishment that provides a good service or program, including a store, shopping center, online retailer or service provider, salon, bank, gas station, food bank, service or care center, shelter, travel agency or funeral parlor, or establishment that provides health care, accounting or legal services, along with any organization that receives any federal funding, and religious institutions are included. Under the Equality Act, religious schools, adoption agencies and other charities would face federal sanction for upholding the teachings of mainstream biology and the Bible, modern genetics and Genesis, when it comes to sex and marriage, which means that your church could see its nonprofit status removed, or it could be hit with a bunch of fines because your church refuses to say that a man is a woman and a woman is a man and teach its kids at religious schools. Right? My kid goes to a religious day school. I'm not going to send my kids to a school where they teach my kindergartner that a man is a woman and a woman is a man, because not only is it biologically false, it confuses children and it makes them unhappy. Okay, that is teaching kids lies and confusing them about their own biology is not just idiocy, it is dangerous idiocy. In a second, we're going to get into the deeper ideology behind the notion that you can just redefine biological sex willy-nilly, and anybody who refuses to do so is the actual discriminatory authoritarian one. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In January, we're covering Pearls from the Masters of the Craft. This includes names that you know, like Stephen King, Lee Child, and Neil Gaiman. In February, we bring you writing prompts for the middle of your book.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
970. Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Alana was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it's cancer. As a parent, when you're told this type of news, you're going to do whatever you can do for your babies. When we got to St. Jude is when I realized that, no, you're not going to get a bill for anything. I don't have to worry about it. They're saying we're going to help save her, and we're not going to charge you anything. This is what we do.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So there's an easy question here. If you believe in objective reality, why are you the bad guy? Well, in order to understand that, you have to understand how we have redefined individualism in the West over the course of the last couple of centuries. Here is where all of this comes from. Over the course of the last century and a half, there has been a shift in terms of how people view themselves. This is a point made by a philosopher named Robert Bella. The basic idea is that it used to be the Enlightenment idea of Enlightenment liberalism is that individuals mattered. Right? Before that, you were just seen as a member of a community only. If you go back to Aristotle, and Aristotle would talk about you as a member of the polis, right? That your value was in your value to the political community that surrounded you. And in religious communities, there was some of this as well, right? Your value was as a member of the tribe, so to speak. Okay? Enlightenment liberalism fixated on a couple of things. They said, number one, you have the individual ability to reason. Your reason is supposed to pursue virtue, right? This is a very Greek idea. At the same time, the Bible says that every individual is created in the image of God. This creates individual rights. So Enlightenment liberalism was predicated on the notion that government should treat you as an individual, and you should be treated as an individual, right? This is the basis for all of our politics now. But there is an unspoken assumption, which is that in treating you as an individual, your job, your duty, right, the other side of the right, the other side of the rights that adhered to you by dint of the laws of nature and nature's God, is that you would use that liberty to pursue virtue. You would use your reason in order to pursue virtue and be a better person. And this is why removing the Judeo-Christian roots of the Enlightenment ends up with radicalism. Because when you remove the duty to be a good person or a virtuous person, when you remove all of that, all you end up with is just your belief that as an individual, you're entitled to define the world in any way you want. And you see this in language from people like Justice Anthony Kennedy, who suggested in an abortion case, right, Planned Parenthood versus Casey, he suggested that you have a right to define the universe and the meaning of life in any way that you want. Okay, well, that is all fun and games up until the point where you demand that I accept and tolerate your meaning of life, right, that I accept your version of reality. This is what Robert Bella talked about. He called it expressive individualism. There's a difference between Enlightenment individualism, which recognizes that, yes, you have rights as an individual, but you ought to use those rights in order to exercise your reason and pursue virtue, typically in a Judeo-Christian sense, and expressive individualism. Expressive individualism completely disconnects you from the community at large. It creates you as an atomic individual. Right? You're an atomistic individual, rather. You're a separate individual from the rest of the community. And the only thing that matters is how you define the world. Expressive individualism is the basic idea that the goal of life and of government ought to be ensuring the ability of individuals to explore their own perception of the good life and to express it as they see fit in any way. Enlightenment liberalism, as I say, was built atop a basis of notions about Greek virtue and Judeo-Christian decency. Okay, but that was removed over the course of time. Expressive individualism obliterates those limits. So if you find meaning in avoiding responsibility and living as basically a teenager your entire life, that is just fine and no one can judge you for it. If you find meaning in ignoring your kids, nobody can really judge you for that because, after all, you don't have a duty. Duties don't accrue. Duties are an element of virtue. If you find meaning in defining yourself in a way that is directly contrary to either reality or decency, that is also liberty. So if you decide that you are a man when you are a woman, or that you are a woman when you are a man, that is just you defining reality for yourself. It's expressive individualism, because the goal of life is to express yourself. It's all about authenticity. It is not about duty. It is not about decency. It is not about reason. It's about finding your authentic self. And here's the thing. There's a corollary. Okay? Anybody who stops you from expressing yourself this way is an obstacle. Anybody who stops you from expressing yourself this way is a problem. And we don't even mean rules that stop you from acting the way we want. We mean anybody who refuses to acknowledge your reality as reality writ large is a problem for you. O. Carter Sneed, philosophy professor at University of Notre Dame, says that according to philosopher Charles Taylor, individualism, expressive individualism, requires the approval of others. Taylor, quote, identified a new category of harm that emerges in a culture of expressive individualism, namely, the failure to receive, accept, and appreciate the expression of others' inner depths. To fail to recognize the expression of other selves is a violation and a harm to them. Right? Because, after all, your deepest belief system is what we all seek in life. And if people refuse to acknowledge that your belief system is reality, then this means they have infringed upon you. So, if you choose to use the pronoun G, and I say, nope, you're a dude, then I have infringed upon you. I've infringed upon you in such an egregious way that the federal government should step in and regulate it. Now, As you may notice, expressive individualism neglects a simple fact, which is that many people define reality in a different way. In a libertarian universe, we would be able to acknowledge that some people define reality in a certain way, but I don't have a responsibility to accept that in my life. I don't have a responsibility to accept unreality as reality. But the left wing believes that only secular expressive individualism matters, which is why religious conscience protections can be overwritten, which is why basic biology can be overwritten, because all that matters is what is in the heart of the individual. And if you refuse to accept their reality, you are imposing on them. Right? This is the completely backwards world in which we live. There's only one group here who's pointing the government gun at somebody, and it is the advocates of the Equality Act. People on the right are not pointing the government gun at anybody. It is people on the left are demanding that you acquiesce to a biological unreality, that you acquiesce to an ideological ridiculous notion, an ideologically silly notion, a self-contradictory notion, by the way, and that if you do not, they will point the government gun at you and then say that you are the intolerant, non-accepting one. The answer to all of this should be no. But you'll see how this plays out. And it does play out this way. You'll see who gets shellacked in public life for saying true things and who gets rewarded for saying false things. We'll get to that in just one second first. Now, let's be real about this. You're spending an awful lot of time with media these days. And if you are spending a lot of time with media, you need a great pair of wireless earbuds. Whether you're watching TV on your phone, whether you're listening to a podcast, just listening to some music, you need a great pair of wireless earbuds that aren't going to cost you a fortune. This is what Raycons do. When you put those Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears, your life becomes better. Raycons, they're built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat-resistant construction Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. With enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Raycons come in a range of stylish colors with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. The best part? Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon is offering 15% off all their products for my listeners. Here's what you've got to do to go get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Ben. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Ben. 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 Go check them out right now. 15% off at buyraycon.com/Ben for a great pair of wireless earbuds. Okay, so again, there are foundational legal problems with the Equality Act. It is outside the scope of typical non-discrimination law. It is a deliberate attempt to shut down all debate on an issue where the facts do not side with the left. And people, this is authoritarian stuff. It truly is. So, for example, when asked whether there should be a religious exemption, whether religious people should be able to teach their children that men and women are different, people who are advocates of this bill say, nope, absolutely not. We want to teach your children. We must teach your children, in fact. Not only that, we must make your church do what we want your church to do. We must make you, as a religious person, abandon your religious principles. By the way, if you actually want things to get incredibly ugly in this country, start seriously infringing religious liberty rights. Religious people have a very, very long history of resisting government intervention into their religious lives. And they happen to be right. Okay, the reality is that if you have a deeply held belief about God and the nature of decency, and then you have people who are insisting that they cram down their version of decency on your children, you're going to run into some resistance there, and you ought to, because this is authoritarian bullcrap. And here is an LGBTQ plus reporter from the 19th, Kate Sosin, talking about religious exemptions.
The Equality Act tries to insert protections for LGBTQ people into the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So, people are protected on the basis of race. You can't turn away a black person from a restaurant. And the same thing will be true for a gay person. If you put religious exemptions into that bill, you're opening up a can of worms, right? So this is going to be the sticking point.
Oh, it's a can of worms, is it? See, religious liberty and freedom of association and freedom of speech, by the way, all of this is just a can of worms. No, you know what opens up the can of worms? Trying to cram down a one-size anti-reality-fits-all rule on every American. Because, by the way, this has free speech ramifications, too. We've already seen this in, like, the New York City Human Rights Council has suggested that if you misgender somebody, they are going to fine you. So, in other words, if I call somebody by their biological pronouns, just like humans have done throughout nearly all of human history, then this means that I have actively discriminated against you for saying a true thing. Now, by the way, people have asked me about this all the time. Do you use transgender pronouns? Do you use what they call preferred pronouns, which is not preferred, right? It's I require you to use it. It's mandatory pronouns, right? Is it because they're not preferred, right? You don't make the preference. It is that you require somebody else to use it, right? I have a preference to do X. If I have a preference that you do X, that is a mandate. That is now a requirement upon you. Okay, that is the lie about the term preferred pronouns. It is not that I prefer that you use this pronoun. It's if you don't use this pronoun, you're a discriminatory tool bag. It's a requirement that I do something. All of this is euphemistic garbage. In any case, the basic idea here, what people have asked about using these sorts of pronouns, and here's what I've said. If I'm at dinner with a transgender person, I'll call them whatever they want. I don't care, because that's just being polite. But when I discuss, this is my basic rule, when I discuss people in general, you know, when I'm speaking about them on a broad level, when I'm speaking about politics, I refuse to use pronouns that do not apply to the biological sex. I will not do that because words have meaning. I'm not just going to not use words that have meaning on the basis that somebody's feelings might be hurt. Because guess what? That is public policy, and that is politics, and that is reality. Sometimes the facts don't jibe with your feelings. Sometimes the facts are just what the facts are. And I'm happy to be polite and treat you with the utmost courtesy when we are in a personal situation. I've gone out to dinner with transgender people to make sure that they are doing okay after a lecture of mine, for example. This happened when I was in Canada. Had breakfast with a transgender person who was unhappy with how an exchange went the previous night at a particular speech. Got together with this person. Used whatever pronouns this person wanted. But when it comes to, is that person a man or a woman? That person is their biological sex. End of story. Okay, but this makes you bad. Because, again, you are violating somebody else's expressive individualism. So, Marjorie Taylor Greene right now is the person who is getting shellacked over all this. Now, as you know, I'm not a Marjorie Taylor Greene fan. I've spoken out against her. I've suggested that censure might be appropriate for some of the comments that she has made in the past, including about Jewish space lasers, okay? But she happened not to have started this entire exchange over transgenderism. So what happened is that there's a congresswoman named Marie Newman. And Marie Newman gave a speech on the House floor in which she talked about her transgender daughter, meaning her biological son, and suggested that because she has a biological son who believes that he is a woman, this means that we ought to mandate all across the land that everybody simply overthrow basic notions of human biology and sexual dichotomy. Right? This is what she had to say on the floor of the House. And again, I feel bad for her as a mother. I feel bad for her son as a son. Right? That you can have enormous sympathy for people who are suffering with gender dysphoria, and you should have sympathy for them. You should treat them decently. That is not the same thing as mandating that hundreds of millions of Americans buy into the overt lie that men are women and women are men, and it is all just a matter of self-assessment. You take a little quiz every day and determine whether you're a man or a woman. That's absurd. In any case, here was Congresswoman Marie Newman.
I rise today on behalf of the millions of Americans who continue to be denied housing, education, public services, and much, much more because they identify as members of the LGBTQ community. Americans like my own daughter, who years ago bravely came out to her parents as transgender. I knew from that day on my daughter would be living in a nation where most of its states she could be discriminated against merely because of who she is. And yet, it was still the happiest day of my life.
Okay, so in any case, this is what she said, and you have to have sympathy for her and have sympathy for her son. And again, you shouldn't mistreat people based on the fact that they suffer from gender dysphoria, of course. Okay, all of that is perfectly clear. And by the way, there would be a tailored way to do some of these things, but they're not interested in doing this in a tailored way, obviously. Okay, so Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted out, and this happens to be correct. As much as broken clocks can be right, people I don't like can be right. Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted out, as mothers, we all love and support our children, but your biological son does not belong in my daughter's bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports teams. All right, that seems like a perfectly fine tweet. Frankly, I don't disagree with any element of that. Right? That is it. That is a perfectly decent tweet. We are talking about public policy here. But when it comes to shaping law, you have to have in mind what the actual legal standard is going to be. Okay, well, this resulted in Congresswoman Marie Newman just posturing for the cameras. So she decides that she is going to take a transgender flag and walk over to Marjorie Taylor Greene's office, which is across the hall, and plant the transgender flag outside Marjorie Taylor Greene's office. Right, so she posts a transgender flag right outside her own office, right? And so Marjorie Taylor Greene goes outside her office, and she posts a sign that says, there are two genders, male and female. Trust the science. Okay, so the clapback is where people are getting angry. Of course. Because you see, when you impose on somebody else a biological falsehood, this is not considered an imposition. This is considered expressive individualism. If you say by...
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Returns down the road. Pandemic hardens specially designed buildings that are open and airy, and they are in their 15th year as an industry leader. If you've been sitting on the sidelines, or if you just want to diversify for safety and cash flow, start your due diligence at NRIA.net or call 800-800-1414. That's 800-800-1414. An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net. Alrighty, coming up, we'll get to the villain of the day, Rand Paul. Rand Paul simply asked a question to Dr. Rachel Levine. The question was, should the government come and take kids away from their parents and then give them genital surgery? Rachel Levine couldn't answer. This means Rand Paul's the bad guy. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the media have decided that the villain of the day is Dr. Rand Paul. Upon the announcement of Rachel Levine as a undersecretary nominee, a deputy secretary nominee, all of the press releases were like, transgender doctor nominated. Okay, last I checked, I don't care whether a doctor is trans or not. I care whether that doctor is capable of providing the care that is necessary. In any case, Rand Paul asked this person who wants to be the Biden nominee for undersecretary of health and human services, deputy secretary of health and human services, asked a very simple question. As secretary of health and human services, are you in favor of using the government to force parents to ignore when their children are undergoing hormone treatment or gender disfiguring surgery? I mean, that seems like a pretty easy answer there, right? And so here is Rand Paul questioning Dr. Rachel Levine. And of course, this makes Rand Paul the villain, you see, because Rand Paul is considered transphobic for saying that perhaps, you know, like 11-year-olds should not be given hormone treatments in the absence of parental approval. This makes Rand Paul a transphobe. If folks on the authoritarian left say they're not coming for the kids, this is a pretty good example of how they are perfectly well coming for the kids. And if you question them about it, then they get very upset.
Dr. Levine, do you believe that minors are capable of making such a life-changing decision as changing one's sex?
Well, Senator, thank you for your interest in this question. Transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field with robust research and standards of care that have been developed.
Will you make a more firm decision on whether or not minors should be involved in these decisions?
Senator, transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field.
Let it go into the record that the witness refused to answer the question.
Okay, and that is a very simple question, right? Your kid comes home and says that he is a girl. And you say, okay, well, I want to do watchful waiting, which is the proper response, right? Because the vast majority of kids don't end up actually suffering from gender dysphoria. The vast majority of kids are confused. Some of them end up being gay, right? I mean, and they end up having a different sexual orientation. But that doesn't manifest as they are a member of the opposite sex or think they are a member of the opposite sex. There's pretty solid evidence to this proposal. In any case, here is a thing that should never happen in any free society. People who are under the age of 18 can't get a Tylenol from the school nurse. But now you're saying that a boy can walk into the school nurse and the government should just give that kid an estrogen pill or go further and allow transgender surgery for that kid or take the kid away from the parents if the parents refuse to go along with that kind of stuff. Okay, so that's what Rand Paul is asking Rachel Levine about. And Rachel Levine's response is, I'm not going to answer that question. That's an insane answer. An insane answer. I mean, it's child abuse. What we are talking about is government-sponsored child abuse, government-mandated child abuse. Right? Rand Paul began questioning Levine about genital mutilation of minors, which, by the way, these surgeries are. Okay? You can say that the surgeries are something that a person of majority status might want. It's a free country. You can do that. But to term it anything other than genital mutilation, to remove the actual genitals of a man and then carve out of that man a fake vagina, there's no other way to characterize that other than genital mutilation. That's what it is. Now, again, should adults be able to do that if they want to do that? I'm a libertarian. Do what you want. But if you're talking about doing that to a child, you're talking about doing that to a child? I mean, I don't understand how Rand Paul talking about genital mutilation of a child makes Rand Paul the bad guy. Paul said genital mutilation has been universally condemned. Genital mutilation is considered particularly egregious because, as the WHO notes, it is nearly always carried out on minors and is a violation of the rights of children. He said American culture is now normalizing the idea that minors can be given hormones to prevent biological development of their secondary sexual characteristics, that'd be puberty blockers. By the way, this is now being treated as standard of care by the left, not watchful waiting. So when you ask about authoritarianism here, who's the authoritarian? The guy who says we should not overrule parents and allow the government to force parents to let children mutilate their own genitals or have puberty blockers. We don't know the long-term side effects. The government should step in and do it themselves. Who's the authoritarian here? Okay, in a society that values expressive individualism above basic human decency, the person who is striving for basic human decency is now seen as indecent. That is why things are completely and utterly upside down. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Well, that $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill appears headed toward House passage sometime overnight, possibly in the next hour to two, maybe 3 hours. However, Democrat hopes to boost the national minimum wage through budget reconciliation was blocked Thursday night in the Senate. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he's voting no.
95% of the funding in this bill isn't even scheduled to be spent for another year, creating more uncertainty for families. And in fact, less than 9% of the bill will be used to fund public health.
Biden administration has carried out its first action with a U.S. airstrike in Syria.
Pentagon officials say the strikes were retaliation for recent attacks on U.S. interests in Iraq. The U.S. airstrike in Syria targeted facilities belonging to a powerful Iranian-backed militia. White House spokesman Jen Psaki said President Biden is sending an unambiguous message that he's going to act to protect Americans. She also said the Pentagon briefed congressional leadership before the action. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, spaceflight company Virgin Galactic postponing its next mission till May after a test flight has been aborted. Keith Peters has more.
The Albuquerque Journal reported that an investigation by the company found that electromagnetic interference caused the spaceship's onboard computer to reboot during the December flight. That triggered a safety mechanism that shut down the engine and forced the VSS Unity's two pilots to abort the mission and glide back to Earth. CEO Michael Colgazier said the company will test new components to prevent the error before launching its next flight. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the biotech stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Americans are hyper-aware of the challenges in our healthcare systems, and the total connected health market appears to be growing at an estimated 27.6% combined annualized growth rate that could reach roughly $188 billion in value by 2024. Get your free subscription to Avid Traders News today when you text the word bio to 48542. Find out which company is poised to lead the way in wearable and connected medical devices that collect, analyze, and transmit health information to track and prevent chronic illness. Text BIO to the number 48542 now to get this vital information delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change in the connected health marketplace. Text BIO to 48542. Get your free subscription to Traders News today when you text BIO to 48542. Text the word BIO to 48542.
Boeing in more trouble with federal regulators.
The Federal Aviation Administration says it imposed $5.4 million in civil penalties against the company for violating terms of a previous settlement in 2015. Boeing has also agreed to pay $1.2 million to settle two more recent enforcement cases. In those two cases, Boeing negotiated to cut the penalties by slightly more than half. The FAA says Boeing managers failed to put adequate priority on living up to the earlier settlement and complying with agency regulations.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Now, in January, the company agreed to pay $2.5 billion to avoid prosecution by the Justice Department for defrauding the FAA during development of the 737 MAX. That, of course, the aircraft that was involved in two different crashes, killing 346 people. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Conservative talk radio giant Rush Limbaugh has been laid to rest in a private cemetery in St. Louis. Bob Agnew reports.
Limbaugh's family says in a statement a private service was held on Wednesday with close family members present. The family did not identify the cemetery where Limbaugh was laid to rest. The statement from his widow, Catherine, said additional celebrations of Limbaugh's life are planned in the future, both virtually and in his hometown of Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Limbaugh died February 17th, a year after announcing he had lung cancer. Bob Agnew reporting.
Very bumpy ride on Wall Street Friday when it was all over. The Dow had lost 469 points, closing the week at 30,932. On the tech side, the Nasdaq gained 72 points at 13,932. S&P 500 off 18, closing at 3811. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The chairman of the House Republican Conference has come out in the past few days. She said Donald Trump should have no role in the future of the Republican Party and really no role in the future of the country. Kevin McCarthy, who is the minority leader in Congress, says that Donald Trump should have a role in the future of the Republican Party. Mitt Romney says he doesn't want Trump to have a role in the future of the Republican Party, but that if Trump runs for president in 2024, he's going to win in a landslide. He's going to win at least a nomination in a landslide. Mitch McConnell has gone back and forth on Trump many, many times, and he has said that if Trump wins the nomination in 2024, he will support him. This is a big question, and Trump is actually just one part of it. He's kind of the representative of this question, but the question we're all debating is, what is the future of the Republican Party, and who better to help us answer that question than my pal Charlie Kirk, who is the founder and leader of Turning Point USA, the largest and fastest growing student youth organization in the country, also host of The Charlie Kirk Show, also author of The MAGA Doctrine. So you might have some sense where Charlie might like to see the party go. Charlie, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Mike. Well, great to be here.
So, Charlie, we've got CPAC launching this week down in Florida, the oasis of freedom, as Governor Ron DeSantis rightly calls it. This is a time when conservatives are hotly debating the future of the party, and the future of the party seems wide open. You had the incumbent president ousted after one term. He's a larger-than-life character who I think really shook things up in the Republican Party, broke away sort of some of the ossified old platitudes that we'd all been stuck with. And now we're left with this question, where do we go from here? So, Charlie, very simple question. Where do we go from here?
Well, you know, being in Florida right now, about to speak at CPAC, I think you bring up a great point that Florida is the land of freedom. But the question should be, how did that happen? So Ron DeSantis is obviously governor. But remember, Ron DeSantis was down double digits in the primary poll to the Bush-supported heir apparent Adam Putnam. But who got involved? Donald Trump got involved and endorsed Ron DeSantis. So now we have probably America's greatest governor alongside Kristi Noem, who's in power and making great decisions, large in part thanks to Donald Trump's involvement in his primary. So look, Liz Cheney, I think that her entire worldview is so incredibly flawed. She doesn't have much of a following. I'll be surprised if she survives a primary challenger in Wyoming or a primary challenge. And Liz Cheney represents a broken form of kind of the Republican Party of endless war and corporate deals and just not representing the American middle class, and just kind of this boring insider deal, you know, trading type, not trading, but just very swamp centric or Kingdom of Washington, D.C. centric. I think.
But Charlie, what do you really think? Please tell us what you really feel.
Oh, no, I mean, by the way, that's me being careful, Michael.
Right,
you have to understand
right.
That you should, if you really want to hear what I have to think about Liz Cheney, you should listen to my podcast. But no, I mean, I think that everyone is really in fair agreement that the Liz Cheney chapter is just kind of ended. She doesn't have a constituency outside of corporate donors. She doesn't have supporters outside of the war industrial complex or the war machine. And so I think her time has kind of passed and she knows it. She's just bitter and angry. And the only reason she's still in Republican leadership is because she represents corporate donors and she's willing to do what they tell her to do. But look, I think the future of the party is actually really exciting. We are making great gains with Black and Hispanic voters. We are now representing the muscular class in the country for the first time ever, which is a phenomenal thing. People that work with their hands, not just open their laptop and stare at a screen all day long. That's the backbone of America. It always has been, and I believe it will continue to be. It's 105 million people strong that work with their hands for a living, and Republicans are winning them by double digits. I think we can expand those margins. And I think the Democrats are inevitably going to disenfranchise and isolate kind of common sense Americans around kind of what your upcoming book is about, cancellation of speech, the imposition of woke ideology. And so there will be this moment where kind of people that still want to exist in this beautiful country are going to say, so what political options do we have? And that's where I think that this new party that is being kind of created and born will have another opportunity. And so insofar, the former president's role, that remains to be seen. He's going to have an active role. I met with him yesterday at Mar-a-Lago. Anyone who thinks he's just going to kind of be a kind of a spectator is just fooling themselves. And so the question is, how can his role be the most positive and the most favorable for our country? And I think that is selecting more people like Ron DeSantis, getting involved where possible. If he decides to run again, we'll see. That's a long way out. But I think that he could end up being the most powerful former president in American history insofar as shaping an American political party for the betterment of our great nation.
You know, I don't want to defend Liz Cheney. I really, and I actually have no intention of defending Liz Cheney whatsoever. But I do want to make the observation that while I think you're probably right, the base of the Republican Party is not too hot on Liz Cheney, she and other people who are more moderate or more liberal, like Mitt Romney or some of the other more squishy people in the party, they do have some constituency somewhere. You know, they have had some play in the Republican Party going all the way back to the Rockefeller Republicans. You know, this is not a new issue. This has gone on for decades and decades. And so I do fear if you totally alienate those guys from the Republican Party, then we don't have a governing coalition. But likewise, I fear if you give the reins of the Republican Party over to the liberal wing of it again, then what are we even fighting for? You know, then we're just going to get squishy policy and basically rolling over for Democrats. So I agree with you. I want the party to become much more serious, much more focused on the real tangible problems of working Americans and specifically of families and of defending the American country and the American nation, not just sort of abstract and international ideas. But the question then becomes a tactical one. How do you do it? I mean, it just seems like the party is so fractured. And the people such as us who liked Trump, you know, we seem to be, I don't know, in a real tense moment with the people who were so vociferously anti-Trump. And Trump does really seem to be the symbol of this whole battle.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I'm not going out of my way to isolate Liz Cheney at every moment, but insofar that she says that the former president should have no role in the party, what party is she talking about? She's talking about the corporate cocktail party that she attends to go collect checks every week. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you? And so, look, I believe in building broad-based coalitions. I've been a defender of Susan Collins because she represents a blue state.
Yep.
She votes when we need her on judges, and she'll vote for the Senate Majority Leader. But I also, my criticism goes less towards Susan Collins and more towards people that are in red states, like former Senator Jeff Flake, that just completely just changes something that they aren't. So, look, I think that I'm not one of those people that thinks that we should be in perpetual conflict in the Republican Party. I think we can actually have a moment where we build a broad-based coalition. But here's the thing. There will be a hierarchy of decisions.
Yeah.
And so at the top of that hierarchy, are we going to have the corporate class or are we going to have this very new and exciting movement that really isn't sure how to articulate their policies? I tried to write a book on it. And I think I did okay, but
you did. It sold very well, and I encourage people to go check it out.
The point I think is we're still trying to figure it out because I think you articulated it really well, where we want to represent families, not these abstract internationalist schemes and goals. So I think a combination of all these kind of instinct with data and evidence, anti-woke ideology with American values, you kind of blend that all together. I think you have something that's really, really compelling. But I can tell you what's not compelling, Michael, is just saying that we should be in Afghanistan for the next 100 years,
saying
that TPP is the most wonderful thing, you know, that we ever did, you know, saying that we are going to continue to feed the war machine. That just, I just don't think that's exciting when American population is going down. We're on the verge of a population collapse where the college scam and the college cartel are bankrupting American families, where kids are borrowing money they don't have, study things that don't matter, find jobs that don't exist. I think that this kind of anti-institutional, pro-family, back to traditional values, which I know you believe in, and so does Ben, and you guys articulate it better than anyone else, I think that there's something there, and I think we're going to kind of figure it out as we go. But I know what we don't want. And look, if Liz Cheney wants to be part of that party, and she could be kind of the corporate spokesperson, but be in the minority of that party, and fine, that's good, right? Like, I mean, go represent that constituency. But I can tell you this, Michael, that is not the people of Wyoming, and that's what bothers me.
Right.
She should be a congresswoman for D.C. You know what I mean? Like, the people of Wyoming are not that worried. Like, they're more worried about putting food on the table. And can I afford to have another child? And the answer is probably no. What are we doing to actually stop partial birth abortions? Why is the Equality Act passing? Stuff like that is what people in Cody, Wyoming, and, you know, in Laramie, Wyoming, are worried about, not the other stuff. But I think that I'm all for building that coalition. It's just a matter of how we do it and who's actually making the decision.
And who's making the decisions. I'm so glad, too, you bring up this point about babies, the babies of it all. I mean, we literally have a dying country at the moment because we're not replacing ourselves. Our birth rate is below replacement. You know, there was a great headline that came out. Some misguided people were celebrating it because they said the divorce rate is hitting all-time lows. And I said, well, that would be a good thing, except that the marriage rate is also hitting all-time lows. So people simply aren't getting married. Yeah. They're not forming families. And part of this, look, obviously culture plays a role in this. Private institutions play a role in this. But part of this is the way that we have ordered our public policy for decades that has disincentivized people from having families and incentivized people to put that sort of thing off or to have smaller families. And to me, I think you're totally right. I think if you want to speak to real people, the way to communicate a political vision to them is not by quibbling over marginal tax rates and talking about the effects, you know, three years down the line. It's about talking how can we have good families? How can we have good communities? How can we defend our American way of life?
And I completely agree, Michael. And so more so than anything else, I mean, we need to talk about actually building an America that can last for many generations. So I'm as blunt as saying we should just pay families to have kids.
Right.
I mean, if you're an American citizen, you should, I mean, that's what we do that anyway to the child tax credit, right? We should just make it more real. We should incentivize and subsidize it insofar that the father stays in the home. How do we reduce fatherlessness? This is stuff that really resonates, and it's not necessarily new, but it feels new because we've kind of been hypnotized by this strange corporate libertarian narrative for the last couple decades where the American dream is somehow working for some miserable corporation while they teach you in your HR department that all white people are evil. Like, that's the American dream or something. So you could pay off your student loans and have maybe a kid and a dog and a Netflix subscription, but you don't own anything, but you have a $5,000 rent, you know, apartment in Buckhead, Atlanta. Like, that doesn't really sell, and I think it actually creates a really miserable generation that's more likely to embrace these ideas that we find to be reprehensible. And people say all the time, they say, Charlie, how do we, you know, win the future? How do we make people more conservative? I say, you have to make sure they have more responsibility. I mean, if you want to win the future, reduce college enrollment, double the homeschooling population, and have people get married earlier and have lots of children.
Yeah.
That's how you win the future.
Absolutely right. And it's funny because I sometimes call this old vision, I say it's sort of corporate libertarian, as you've said. It almost, to me, feels unfair to libertarians. This vision, this kind of incoherent political vision we've had for the past couple of decades, to me, it's just corrupt. It's just corrupt. It's missing the point of it's not really conserving very much. And I have to tell you, I agree that it's tricky right now because we're trying to figure out what the future is going to be. But I love it. I love that we've got these both new ideas and kind of old ideas that are coming up again. And we're really rethinking this vision, really offering something more, I think, to the American people. And nobody is doing that more than you, Charlie. I hate to flatter you on the air, and I'm really not flattering you. You have done really, really great work on this. You have been at the cutting edge of sort of really reconsidering some of these ideas, and then most importantly of all, I think, putting it into action through TPUSA, through the Charlie Kirk Show, through the books. I mean, you're all over the place. So just remind us, after all of those things, where else can people find you?
Yeah, they could. Thank you, Michael, for saying that. They could check out the Charlie Kirk Show podcast, which we'll have you on very soon to promote your upcoming book. They can go to TPUSA.com to get involved. And look, it's an exciting time. It's easy to be depressed, but with that comes a huge opportunity. And I think we're going to win and win big. I really believe it, Michael. If we do a couple things correct, the left is espousing an ideology that's so unpopular, it's irrational, and it will be defeated. It's just a matter of what's going to replace it.
What's going to replace it, and how soon can we do it? That is Charlie Kirk. I'm Michael Knowles, filling in for the Ben Shapiro Show. Do not go anywhere. Do not dare touch that radio dial. We'll be right back with a lot more.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
In times of fear, World Vision is there for the most vulnerable. For the last 70 years, we've been standing with kids and families through natural disasters, war, and disease, delivering life-saving aid and helping rebuild lives. And with every act of courage, faith, and love, we do more than just stop the spread of fear. We replace it with hope. Learn more at worldvision.org.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. I'm Michael Knowles filling in. I'm really happy to be here with you all today because we get to cover the most radical piece of legislation, to my mind, that has ever been passed in the United States of America. I don't think I'm being hyperbolic here. This is legislation that cuts not just at the heart of our government, but also cuts at the heart of what we know about nature itself. That, of course, is called the Equality Act. I laugh so that we don't all cry, because this is really, really wild stuff. Here to help us understand it, Lila Rose, the founder and president of LiveAction.org, a global human rights movement dedicated to ending abortion and building a culture of life. Lila's first book, Fighting for Life, will be released May 4th, and it is available now for pre-order. Lila, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Michael, and congratulations on taking over Ben's show.
I've been plotting it for a long time, so I'm glad this could finally come to fruition. I also would encourage people to pre-order your book now because Amazon is Amazon's taken away this protection. They used to take off different products when they were deemed politically incorrect, but they had an exception for books. They didn't want to be seen as actually banning and metaphorically burning books, but they quietly got rid of that exception now with our friend Ryan T. Anderson's hilariously titled book, When Harry Became Sally, which is an older book. It's been out for years now. It's a scholarly book, and they just got rid of it because of the intensity of this gender ideology movement. So I encourage people to pre-order your book before it gets canceled by the people that that control the internet. But I guess this ties in with the Equality Act, which I have to tell you, Lila, the Equality Act sounds really great. I've always considered myself pro-equality of some sort. So what's so bad about it?
Well, it's like putting the name the Life Act on an act that would kill millions of children. And that's effectively actually what this bill can do. It's filled with poison pills, which is basically very carefully written legislation. It was very carefully designed. So the architects of this are very pro-abortion, pro-gender ideology, and it was carefully written. It doesn't include the word abortion once. It doesn't include the word even female once. But there's a reason for that, because this is what it does. It basically redefines the word sex, which right now, if you discriminate against someone because they're a woman, under a lot of different laws, that's like discriminating against someone because they are black or because of the color of their skin. Well, it actually redefines the word sex to actually eliminate actual sex, biological sex. So now sex is if somebody says that they are that sex, they feel that sex. So this would mean on the front end, this would mean that women, female only spaces, whether it's female sports teams or female bathrooms or female even support groups that talk about, you know, sexual abuse survival, these places can now be joined by anybody who says that they identify as female, which includes biological males. So it basically obliterates female only spaces in the name of equality, which is going to make women who are the most vulnerable, have the most need for privacy between the two sexes, going to harm us the most. But that's not the extent of it, because what it actually also does is now if you are a teacher teaching in schools, or if you're even a parent teaching your kids, or you're a church that upholds traditional natural marriage, all of a sudden you are as bad as a racist if you are teaching about biological sex being different, and you're also a racist if you support natural marriage. You're as bad as a racist. That's what this law does. It basically makes you as bad as someone who is an outright blatant racist, which has huge repercussions and actually allowing churches to even exist and continue to, adoption agencies that are Catholic continue to open their doors, Christian agencies. It has far-reaching effects. And now I'm just talking about the effects when it comes to so-called gender identity. I haven't even begun to talk about the effects when it comes to abortion, which I can get to next, but I don't know if you want to unpack the gender ideology more. On the abortion front, Michael, it's crazy because it doesn't mention the word abortion, but it does talk about pregnancy and related medical conditions, which in case law includes abortion. So now if you discriminate against someone based on pregnancies related medical conditions, meaning they're seeking of abortion, you're also as bad as a racist. Huh. So what this means is if you are a doctor or a nurse and a patient comes to you and asks for an abortion, if you deny performing that abortion or helping that patient have an abortion, kill a human, kill a preborn child, then you are basically discriminating against them under law, and it's illegal. So this not only affects doctors, nurses, hospitals, it also affects dramatically taxpayer funding for abortion, because now, despite the fact that we have a Hyde Amendment, which technically prevents abortion from being funded by federal dollars, directly reimbursed for it, now if you are the federal government and you're not giving somebody this pregnancy-related medical condition health care of abortion, then you as the federal government could also be seen as discriminatory. And the lawsuit opportunity is huge for them to say, no, this is our right to have an abortion and the government to pay for it. So this is so far reaching. We've never seen legislation this dramatic. And it's done in an incredibly deceptive way as the Equality Act, when it's really the Inequality Act for women, for children, for medical professionals, for churches and people of faith, for people of reason,
right.
And of course for children in the womb.
Right. This, as you point out here, this redefinition of sex to be gender identity or sexual orientation, there's this idea, I think, that we're making it more inclusive, but we're not.
Right.
You can't make finite things infinitely inclusive. If you protect so-called gender identity, you necessarily eliminate the protection for sex. If you have certain protections for women, you're granting the premise that there is such a thing as a woman that is different than a man. If you enshrine a protection for gender identity, you necessarily say there is no such thing as a woman. A man can be a woman can become a man. There's so much more to say about this. I didn't even want to cut you off, because this, I think, is the most poisonous legislation that we have ever seen in this country. And we've only scratched the surface. I think you've done a great job, though, of giving people an overview. Conservatives need to do everything they can to stop the passage of the so-called Equality Act. Lila Rose, go check her out everywhere, liveaction.org. Her book is available for pre-order. Lila, thank you for being here. We'll be right
back. Thanks, Michael.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate healthcare. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
91.32.
When the forgotten poor are suffering and in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, the largest floating civilian hospital in the world, with volunteer medical staff and crew who donate their time to save lives. Heroes of mercy, like these.
Every human being has the right to be treated as human, to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the look in the patient's eyes or the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
You bring hope and healing to one person, but that person belongs to a family, and that family belongs to a community.
Together, these heroes of mercy and friends like you bring hope and healing to those who desperately need it.
Thank you!
Thank you!
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org today.
Welcome to the Ben Shapiro Show. I'm Michael Knowles, filling in. You can find me on Twitter at Michael J. Knowles. You can find me at the Michael Knowles Show podcast at Daily Wire, YouTube, Spotify, everywhere you get your podcasts. For now, though, it does appear that the censorship regime is creeping up more and more and more. I am very pleased to be with you all today because this is my favorite day of the week. We get to do the mailbag, and I get to answer all of Ben's questions. So I get to finally give you the right answer. You know, Ben, he mostly gives the right answer, but now I get to give my views on questions asked of Ben. So first question comes from Alan. Alan says, love everything y'all do. I was listening to Backstage the other day, and I heard Ben saying that he believed that Darwin's evolution theory, which I believe is true, concedes religion. As a person who believes in Jesus, I have always had difficulty solving the crisis between science and religion. Could you expand upon this? Yes, I think a lot of this is resolved simply by a cursory glance at St. Thomas Aquinas. It's always amusing to me when atheists come to me and they say, oh my gosh, you believe in your fairy tales. Why can't you be smart and sophisticated like me? And I think, you know, you, random atheist, read some Christopher Hitchens book once, and now you believe that you are smarter than, Thomas Aquinas or, you know, all of the very, very many intelligent people who have thought systematically about theology. And one of the insights from Thomas Aquinas is the difference between primary cause and secondary cause. Meaning, when I write a book, I am causing that book to come into creation, right? I am literally, you know, very tangibly writing the words down on the paper. In the case of my first book, Reasons to Vote for Democrats, I'm not writing any words down on the paper. But generally speaking, when you write a book, that's what you do. So in a sense, I'm causing that to happen. But in another sense, I'm not causing it to happen because I am a created being. I didn't cause my own existence. I am caused by God. God creates the entire world. So God is the primary cause of these things, sure, but God gives us the ability to cause things proper to our nature in ourselves. So there are all these sort of mechanisms by which the world can develop. You seem interested in Darwinian evolution, but there are many other sort of theories as well, and some contradictory theories and some that go perfectly along well together. And none of that in any way contradicts the existence of God. It is very important to remember because we live in this world now that thinks of religion as just some sort of little hobby that you have on the side, that religion is at the bedrock of everything. Cardinal Manning said that all human conflict ultimately is theological. As St. Andrew Breitbart, the patron of Hollywood conservatives, famously said, politics is downstream of culture. Well, culture is downstream of religion. Cult and culture come from the same root word, and that's ultimately what we're talking about. And it is very important to remember that God, the existence of God, is not just something that we can feel, you know, some kind of sentiment that sort of feels nice to hold. I mean, I suppose it's that too. But God, who is the source and end of all things, can be known with certainty from the consideration of created things by the natural power of human reason. In other words, reading the Bible tells us quite a lot about God, and I would encourage you to do it. But simply from the natural world, using our faculties of reason and logic, we can know with certainty that God exists. And unfortunately, we live in a really shallow age, but in the past, people had a little more philosophical sophistication and would understand these sorts of things. I hope that helps to resolve your question between science and religion. From James, do you think censorship by completely private social media companies ought to be illegal? Yes, sort of. Ben puts it very well. He says, you need to take on this problem, but you need to do it in a smart way. So I think that there are some ways that you can stop the censorship on social media companies that are kind of dumb and are going to be counterproductive in the end. But just because there are dumb strategies doesn't mean we don't need to take on the problem. A handful of oligarch billionaires in Silicon Valley control the flow of information around the internet. In a republic such as ours, or at least such as ours is supposed to be, speech is politics, and politics is speech. When you have a self-governing republic, the way that you govern yourselves is you persuade your fellow citizens. You transmit information to one another, you form opinions, and then you go and you vote. If you can't do that, if a handful of people have amassed the power to control the flow of information, then you are seriously in danger of losing your self-governing republic. So you've got to take that on. Now, there, in some ways, you can do this without passing new laws. You can just do it by enforcing existing laws. We've got this issue of Section 230, which is a special legal protection for the big tech companies that was part of the Communications Decency Act of the 1990s. That ought to be updated. And there are certain proposals out there to update them. Marsha Blackburn, senator from Tennessee, has one that would limit the scope in which these big tech companies can censor speech. That, I think, would be a great idea. I think the big tech companies are basically engaging in fraud. I think that they amassed this huge amount of market share and all of their power on the premise that you could get information and you could speak and give your own information. And then they started tinkering around with that. So I think you can deal with that problem as well. But the problem does need to be addressed. There's no question. And if your abstract theory of politics tells you that you can allow Jack Dorsey, you know, hipster Rasputin with a nose ring to control all the information around our country, then something has gone wrong in your theory, because that is not how a country really ought to be run. Next question from Alex. I find that sometimes when discussing current events with liberal friends, they say to me, well, that's just subjective, or you're just saying that because you're conservative. How do I locate the line between separating a partisan argument from a factual point? And what do I do about it once I find it? Well, I think, Alex, you're going about this the wrong way. I've heard this too. People say, well, Michael, you only think that because you're a conservative. And I always flip it on them. I say, what if it's the case that I'm only a conservative because I think that? What if it is my honest investigation of the world and politics and the reason we're all here together? What if it's through my honest thought that I have arrived at certain opinions, and those opinions inform which political party I'm in and how I vote and generally which policies I support? It's not a bias or a preference that has made me a conservative. It's my honest investigation of reality. And sometimes what you're going to hear from people like this is this kind of radical subjectivism, which is to say, well, you know, there's your truth and there's my truth, but there's no the truth. And so if you're beginning if you're beginning from the point where someone says there's no such thing as objective truth, then it's hard to go anywhere from there. What you could point out to them, of course, is that their statement undermines what they are trying to say. If you make the claim there is no objective truth, then you can't rely even on the statement that there is no objective truth. So it defeats itself. Then at that point, you'd have to say, well, how come you arrived at your certain positions? You know, I'm not dismissing your ideas out of hand just because you have a D next to your name when you go to vote. How did you get to that? And maybe if we can identify those objective facts, then we can come to some political reconciliation, or I can convince you to be a conservative. But what the left has done for decade upon decade upon decade is undermine this idea of human reason. And it's happened even on the right, by the way. You know, when there was the big kerfuffle about Drag Queen Story Hour about 6 months ago, there were some people who were putatively on the right who actually said that we can't try to suppress Drag Queen Story Hour when transvestites twerk for toddlers at public libraries. We cannot discourage that in any way, because if we say that you can't do that, then they might tell us that we can't go to church. Well, first of all, they're already telling us we can't go to church. That has been one of the most egregious aspects of the COVID-19 lockdowns. But beyond that, if we really believe that we do not possess the faculties of reason and the moral judgment to say, going to church or synagogue or, you know, having Sunday dinner with your family is better than taking your toddler to drag queen story hour. If we can't make that judgment, then we can't make any judgment, right? Then we are really not capable of governing ourselves as a society. So I think any way back from this kind of radical subjectivism has to acknowledge moral conscience, the fact that maybe we get things wrong sometimes because it's a fallen world and we're imperfect creatures. But generally speaking, we can know right from wrong. We can rely on our brains. We have faculties of reason. That's the only way, sort of by definition, that you're going to get back to a more reasonable politics. Next question from James. What is your opinion on trigger warnings and what situations, if any, should we use them in? I think it's very easy right now to say no trigger warnings. Trigger warnings are dumb. They're only for silly snowflakes, so I don't want any of them. Give me the reality unvarnished. But I think this is a little bit of a trap. I think that when some, you know, Game of Thrones comes on or something, and if it were to come on and your child is there, I think it's probably a good thing that someone, you know, before the screen, it might say viewer discretion advised, or there might be a rating system, or you know, that way you won't accidentally let your kid go to see an R-rated movie when he's 6 years old or something. Conservatives are the ones who are always pushing for that sort of thing. And I think rightly so. You've got to make sure, particularly for people whose minds and ideas are forming, that they are not only being exposed to obscene, terrible things that are going to shape their minds. That's why we try to curtail some of the things that children watch in a way that we don't do for adults. I think that sometimes conservatives fall into this trap that political correctness poses. And the trap is this. Political correctness seeks to undermine the old moral order. It just wants to destroy the old moral standards. And it seeks to replace them with new speech codes. It's a purely negative attack. It comes from Karl Marx's idea that we need to pursue the ruthless criticism of all that exists. So it's this relentless attack on the old moral standards. And usually the logic that the left uses in political correctness, often it will contradict itself. So they'll say, we need to attack the old standards on sex because, you know, some people are born with certain desires and they're born this way and you can't change them. It's an innate immutable sexual orientation, and so that's why we have to accommodate that. You say, okay, I understand that argument. And then 2 seconds later, they'll say, also, there's no such thing as sex. Gender is changeable. Men can be women. Women can become men. And that argument contradicts the argument they were previously making, but it doesn't matter because their aim is actually not to help out any particular group or put forward a positive vision. It's just to attack the old standards. And the right tends to react to this in one of two ways. Either they go along, they just go squishy and acquiesce to the political correctness, or they throw their hands up in the air and they abandon standards entirely. So they'll say things like, you know, I don't think there should be any trigger warnings. I don't think there should be any sort of moral standards. I think we should allow all speech, even speech that traditionally in America was illegal from the very beginning. You think in particular of legal prohibitions on obscenity. I think that's a trap because either way, the left wins, right? Either way, if you acquiesce, they get to destroy the old standards. And if you throw your hands up and abandon standards entirely, they win as well. This is actually the thesis of my book that's coming out in June. It's probably going to be canceled by Amazon before the book even comes out, but you can pre-order it right now. It's Speechless, Controlling Words, Controlling Minds. I think the fact that we have lost our sense of standards is really the issue here. It's why every way that we think that we're fighting political correctness, it always seems that we just keep losing ground. Next question from Aaron. Quick question, Michael. If Manchin were to switch to the Republican Party, would that automatically make McConnell the majority leader and flip all the committee leaders back to Republicans? Has there ever been a situation such as this in our history? Man, wouldn't that be great? I got to tell you, I'm not holding my breath for that. To my knowledge, this has never happened in American history. And I think I would know about it if it had. That would be pretty dramatic. You know, the way typically that the majority switches back and forth is through elections. But I don't see any reason why Manchin would do it now. Manchin and Sinema, also, two Democrats, are much more conservative than the other members of their party. But there's really no incentive for them to join the Republican Party. If they join the Republican Party, they're just another couple Republican senators in a Republican majority. But if they remain Democrats, they become the most important people in the Senate. They are the votes that everyone's got to try to get. They get much more leverage. They can get more concessions for their own constituents. So Joe Manchin, I hope he stands firm on some of the more radical proposals, but I'm not so sure that he would switch over. I think he wants to keep his power. We got to take a quick break. I'm Michael Knowles, filling in for the Ben Shapiro Show. Go.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Perdomo Reserve 10th Anniversary. The Perdomo Reserve is a medium to full-bodied blend, giving off notes of dark cocoa, espresso, and ending with a progressive complexity of mineral-rich zestiness. Come down to the shop for your Perdomo Reserve today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
Support a classroom.
Build a future.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. I'm Michael Knowles filling in. You can find me on Twitter at Michael J. Knowles. You can find me at the Michael Knowles Show podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. And you can find my upcoming book, Speechless, Controlling Words, Controlling Minds, on Amazon. For now. I always say for now because the censorship regime has gotten really, really intense. As I said at the time when Twitter booted off President Trump, if some oligarch billionaire leftist in Silicon Valley can censor the duly elected sitting president of the United States, then they can censor any of us. So in the meantime, I look forward to seeing you at all those different places. But who knows how long that's going to be. The left is censoring us. The left is clamping down right now because I think they fear people hearing the message. This was after the 2020 election, when the left was really boastful. And they said, this is the greatest election ever, and we totally won, you know, with a zillion votes, and we've never felt more confident. I don't know how confident they are in their ability to maintain power. You know, when you're going in and censoring people for saying absolutely mundane mainstream things, to me that doesn't speak to confidence. That speaks to a great fear, that this speaks to a great insecurity. And the difference between the left and the right in America, I don't know that it's ever really been more stark, certainly not in recent memory. You've got CPAC kicking off this week, the Conservative Political Action Conference. A lot of people said you couldn't even have CPAC this year because of all the COVID lockdowns, because we're now in the 348th day of 15 days to slow the spread with no end in sight. And Dr. Fauci telling us, well, you're going to need to wear masks until 2075. But then maybe then you can consider taking off your third mask. Then you'll only have to wear two masks wherever you go. He didn't quite say that, but it's similar, I think. And they held it anyway. They held CPAC anyway in Florida, not in its usual place in D.C. This in large part because Ron DeSantis, probably the best governor in America, has opened the state up, and the state is doing very, very well. And I think he's shown the corruption of so many of these politicians who are pursuing COVID policies that are really just about amassing power. How is it that the consequences of COVID in Florida and California are basically the same? Florida's been open for months and months. You can do basically whatever you want there. California still has draconian lockdowns. Those lockdowns don't seem to have put it in a better position than Florida. And then when you consider that Florida has such an aging population, you know, a population of a certain age, as we say, it becomes even more impressive. So Ron DeSantis kicks off CPAC, describing his state as a consequence of his policies as an oasis of freedom.
We are an oasis of freedom in a nation that's suffering in many parts of the country under the yoke of oppressive lockdowns. We look around in other parts of our country, and in far too many places, we see schools closed, businesses shuttered, and lives destroyed. And while so many governors over the last year had kept locking people down, Florida lifted people up. Florida is leading in protecting our vulnerable residents, saving the economy, and safeguarding the freedom of our people. In Florida, schools are open. Every Floridian has a right to earn a living, and all businesses have a right to operate.
Yeah! Yes! Oh, man! I wasn't even in the audience, and I just want to start cheering for that. That is really, really important stuff. And it has generated a lot of talk that Ron DeSantis could be a good presidential nominee in 2024. It's amazing that we're in 2021. We just finished contesting this election, and already people are talking about 2024. Well, a lot of what CPAC is doing right now, a lot of what conservatives in general are doing, is we're trying to debate what is going to be the future of the Republican Party. And usually those debates take the form of, are we going to cut taxes a lot or only cut taxes a good amount? You know, are we going to deregulate a lot, or are we only going to deregulate a little? And those are important conversations. I despise taxes as much as anybody else, and I don't want there to be onerous regulation, but there are bigger questions to be debating here. Questions like immigration, questions like the form of our government, whether we're going to let some technocrats in lab coats take away all our freedom for an indefinite amount of time, or whether we're not going to do that. Questions about our role to the rest of the world. Questions about how we're going to conduct trade. Questions about the party's relationship to working Americans, rather than just Wall Street. You know, when I was growing up, the Republican Party was considered the class of plutocrats and big business and Wall Street and all this. Now, it's simply a fact that we're not. It's simply a fact that the Democrats are the class of Wall Street and of big business. Just look at any training session by a company like Woca-Cola or anyone else. They're spouting leftist ideas. Wall Street supporting leftist candidates very often. So what is the future of the Republican Party? I think there are a lot of very exciting conversations that are going on right now. I think DeSantis is in many ways helping to lead this, but there are a lot of other people doing that as well. People in the Senate, people who are former presidents for that matter, a lot of other people in the media. And I just think it's something really that we can look forward to, even as we're dealing with this political dismay right now, all this terrible legislation coming out from Joe Biden. We've got to look to the future. The left is really, really good at planning ahead and looking to the future. And I think that's obviously what conservatives are doing this week. And it's a process that we got to keep up for a couple of years, hopefully into 2022, hopefully then into 2024. Until then, I'm Michael Knowles. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. See you next time.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. That massive coronavirus relief measure appears headed toward passage in the House sometime overnight. During a House Rules Committee meeting, Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole pointing out the Democrats are claiming urgency this time, but had obstructed coronavirus relief spending last year.
My friends deliberately drug their feet from July until after the election and acknowledged the fact. Because they didn't want to do anything in that time period. And that was a strictly political calculation.
Conservatives from all across the United States meeting in Florida over the weekend, highlighting the Conservative Political Action Conference and addressed Sunday by former President Donald Trump. Saudi Arabia's crown prince likely approving the killing of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. That from a newly declassified U.S. intelligence report. Also at townhall.com, several items on the agenda as the United States has held virtual talks with both Mexico and Canada.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken made his first visits to the two closest neighbors of the United States Friday in virtual visits because of the pandemic. Blinken met with his counterparts from Mexico and Canada.
We had broad-ranging discussions.
The meetings covered economic issues, climate change, and the fight against COVID-19. Though the Biden administration has begun processing the asylum claims of about 25,000 migrants who had been kept in Mexico by the Trump administration, Blinken had a blunt message for others not already in the system.
You will not be able to come into the United States.
President Biden and Mexico's president are scheduled to hold their own virtual meeting Monday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Biden has met with Texans hit hard by the brutal winter storm. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Wait, fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
The Food and Drug Administration endorsing a one-dose coronavirus vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. There are risks, but experts say the benefits outweigh any problems.
This is the third vaccine authorized for emergency use. Dr. Anthony Fauci calls them highly effective.
Each of them are very effective against severe disease, and virtually all of them say that you look at the data and it's clear that you get essentially no hospitalizations or deaths.
FDA advisors say the benefits of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine outweigh the risks, but new supplies of vaccine are needed to keep up with variants of the virus. Dr. Fauci says they're working on that.
We will conduct a phase one study, which we will begin in mid-March.
Shipments of a few million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could begin as early as Monday. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Well, a major truck tire recall.
Cooper Tire and Rubber is recalling more than 430,000 light truck tires because they can develop sidewall bulges that could lead to tire failure. In documents posted by U.S. safety regulators, the company says that the bulges can cause a sidewall separation, which can make the tires lose air rapidly, increasing the risk of a crash. However, Cooper did add that there have been no deaths or injury claims due to the problem. Owners will be notified, and the dealers will replace the tires. The recall is expected to begin March 25th. I'm Shelley Adler.
Tough sledding on Wall Street Friday. Dow Industrials gave it all back after a big day Thursday. The Dow lost 469 points, closing at 30,932. The NASDAQ, though, was up 72 points for the day at 13,932. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me every time.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
So the Inequality Act has passed the House. The Inequality Act? What are you talking about? You mean the Equality Act? No. You could call it the Equality Act, but it's actually the Inequality Act. How long before it's going to be illegal for you to go to church? I'm just wondering. Now that the House has passed the Inequality Act, which will make it basically illegal to practice your own religion in some respects, and will make it legal to discriminate against people of faith. I'm just wondering how long you find yourself in bracelets. And I don't mean like fancy bracelets. I mean like handcuff bracelets for going to church. Is that next? Oh, that'll never happen here, Dan. I got that story. Also, enough talk about fixing elections. I saw a great article in the Daily Signal about what we need to do to actually fix elections, like things we can do on the ground right now to reestablish our faith in our constitutional republic. Meat and potatoes stuff, really good piece. And we will end today with, I'd like to do a hero of the day on Friday, but today, sadly, is the villain of the day. You're not going to want to miss the villain of the day. I promise you. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. All right, producer Joe, let's go.
Hey,
I did not going to allow this to happen to me. You know, again, in your worst 1960s game show voice, Joe, every day Friday thing, or every Friday thing that's a day that's named Friday. Please start off the show the right way.
It's Friday. Yeah.
We can't start a Friday show without that. Taping a little early today. Yeah. Because we're headed down to CPAC later, the Conservative Political Action Conference, to set the world on fire with a speech down there, hopefully. What am I going to talk about? I don't know. We'll figure it out in the car on the way up there. There's always something in my head. Let's start out with this. I kind of teased this in the beginning of the show. Folks, I want to get to a very important story. The ridiculously named Equality Act has passed the House of Representatives. It will be forever referred to on this show as the Inequality Act, because what the Inequality Act does is it legalizes discrimination against Christians, people of faith, you know, all the evil Christians out there, you know, all of us. I love Jesus Christ. Always, I mean that. He is my Lord and Savior. Your religion, your thing, that's mine, whatever. But how long before it is illegal to be a Christian? That's never going to happen. This is America. Really? Because we're going down that dangerous path really, really quick. We all thought it was A-OK to be a conservative up to a few years ago, too, so we all got canceled from Twitter and Facebook at the same time, right? We never thought that would happen either. Here's a great article in The Federalist you have to read. This is important stuff, folks. There's policy happening right now. There's still a chance to stop this disaster in the United States Senate. The Federalist by Christopher Bedford. Blessings of Liberty. How the Equality Act viciously attacks Christians, freedom, society, sex, and you. So what is the Equality Act? You know, from this point forward, is the Inequality Act in this show. What is it actually? Let's go to this screenshot from the Federalist. This is happening right now. This is happening right now, right under your nose, while we're all distracted by people like Liz Cheney, who's worried about Trump's tweets or whatever. The Federalist. The act, which the House is expected to pass, it did pass, by the way. This was written before it. It's for the second time in 9 months, by the way, it's passed. Before sending it out to the now Democratic Senate, opens up swinging on Christians, as well as most religions, concepts of morality and marriage, sex and identity. It would strike biological sex from the 1964 Civil Rights Act, replacing it with, quote, sexual orientation and gender identity. Well, Paula, wasn't that racist, sexual orientation? Joe, I'm not, I don't want to get off track here, but didn't remember the dictionary.com? Didn't we discuss that a few weeks ago? Who
yes,
was it? Was it Maisie Hirono who said that was like racist or homophobic
yes.
or istophobic? It was, right? I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
This is crazy. They got it in the act. A belief in traditional marriage, the act would legislate, is a specific example of illegal discrimination. It's all happening right now while we're all distracted by Liz Cheney, who's worried about Trump's tweets and stuff. So what would be the effect of changing the 1964 Civil Rights Act to gender identity, where you basically just say, hey, I feel like a woman, or I feel like a man when I'm a woman, or I'm a woman who feels like a man? What would be the effect of that? What would be the effect of changing the Civil Rights Act to legislate all this stuff instead of letting private citizens make their own informed adult opinions about how they feel about gender identity? Oh, we can't have that. The left loves talk about choice, as long as it's their choice, not yours. You will comply with the left, of course. So here's an interesting side effect of what may happen if this happens to pass the Senate. Outside of the fact that practicing your faith could be potentially illegal, here's an interesting example from the Federalist piece. Quote, salons, too, will not be able to, quote, discriminate based on biology, opening the door in the United States for the Canadian nightmare where Jessica Yaniv, a man who identifies as a woman, while still being attracted to women, sued to force a female nail salon employee to wax his private parts. You don't have to be a woman to understand the level of sexual assault implicit in the adult man demanding a woman handle his private parts for money or risk the force of law. That's a real story, by the way. Now, yes, it is. Paula's like, no, it is. It's a real story. All coming here to the United States. All happening under our noses. So, you know, I always have an ask in the show because this is a show directed towards action. I'm an action guy. I talk, but if talk doesn't motivate action, then don't bother. I ran for office. I did it. I threw my name on a ballot. I've done all the stuff. I'm there. I need your help. Get on the phone with your senators today. Real simple phone call, real simple email. You know who they are? Everybody's got two of them. If you live in one of the 50 states, therefore, for the purposes of this, you're the only people that matter. Get them on the blower. Get them on the email. And just say, hey, Daddy-O, where do we stand on the Inequality Act? Because that doesn't sound so good to me. You know, I go to church and I have traditional values, and that's great. Whatever values you may have, it's a free country. I respect that. But I don't need the law, the long arm of the law, telling me how I should feel about things. We have this whole thing called freedom, liberty, choice, you know, all old antiquated ideas. But I don't really feel like being told in a salon who I need to put my hands on and who not to. Doesn't sound right. Well, Chip Roy, who's had some pretty good moments, he's a congressman from Texas. Chip Roy was talking on the House steps about this, and him and the Freedom Caucus are some of the few principled Republicans left there. Chip Roy kind of, I mean, this in a good way, not a bad way, kind of lost it a little bit on the House steps about the Inequality Act and was like, nah, here's Chip Roy laying the smackdown. We need more of this.
This is a government using its power to tell us to bow down to the will of a cultural elite in this town who want to tell us what we're supposed to believe. We're not going to do that. Let me be clear. We are not going to do that. My wife and I work very hard. Products of the public school system, K through law school. Both of us. To scrape and save to pay our kids to go to a private Christian school. Why? Because we're being pushed into the corner so that we can carry out our beliefs without penalty, ostracization, that this body now wants to do, the Speaker Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the Democrat leaders want to do. We're not going to be painted in the corner because this is about tyranny over the mind of men.
Yeah, it's exactly what it's about. Tyranny over the minds of men. Pretty famous quote. He's right. Listen, for the liberals, on a serious note, who listen to my show, I know you don't do it deliberately. It's probably your college roommate who's a conservative, has it on awfully loud just to annoy you. But you may be listening right now. I hope you're annoyed. Just this for you. This is directed at you. You don't have the right in a free society to not be offended. Do you know that? Do you understand that? Listen to what I just told you. Take the cotton out of your ears for a moment and jam it in your mouth and listen to what I'm telling you. You do not have the right to not be offended. Do you understand that? That applies to me as well. There are lifestyles and things you do as liberals in your life that deeply offend me. Deeply. But I don't have the right to legislate against you so you can't offend me. I have constitutional rights you cannot infringe upon. There are court systems and laws to prevent that. Contract law. Illegal activity. You can't just come and beat me up because you don't like what I'm doing. All strong components of a free society with institutions and structures to preserve freedom. But in a free society, you don't have the right to not have your feelings hurt. Do you understand that? You've chosen a separate lifestyle, separate from people of faith you don't like, and you don't like people of faith and their lifestyle? Fine. You do you. We do we. No problem.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Dry, irritated, and red blotchy skin all over your face, and it won't go away. Struggling with stress breakouts and uneven skin tone? All gone thanks to Zotique Deep Correcting Serum by Chamonix. Here's Catherine from Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm a doctor working on the front lines of this COVID pandemic. The endless face mask wearing ruined my face. Used several other products without success until Chamonix. The promises are real. Very quickly, my face seems on the mend. These products have started healing the mask creases. Thank you. Zotique uses the power of liposomal technology to deliver the healing, rejuvenating powers of vitamin C to the deepest layers of your skin for results you can see. And it's yours free today with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. Just call 800-525-6553 or visit Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com. Order today and get the classic Genucel jawline treatment and luxurious Genucel XV anti-wrinkle moisturizer free with your order. Every order is upgraded free to priority shipping. Don't wait. Order now. That's Genucel.com. Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries are not cheap. They're $70,000 a year. I'm Alan Jones, founder and CEO of Bambi. I created Bambi specifically for small business. Get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. Seriously, let's change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. With Bambi, your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, we customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month, period. Month-to-month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get a free HR audit today.
Go to Bambi.com/Bongino. Spelled BAM to the BEE.com/Bongino. Go to Bambi.com/Bongino.
Dan Bongino.
So enough chatter here. How do we really fix elections going forward? It's something a lot of you are concerned about. It consistently rates as one of the top issues for Republicans. And I've been trying to get I've been doing a lot of homework, and I've been trying to gather information and give you one article where it's all kind of nailed down, a template on how to fix elections so we can all have faith in them again. You know, a crazy idea out there, like faith and fidelity in our election process. Crazy idea, being sarcastic, of course, because the left doesn't care about any of this stuff anymore. Here's a great piece in the Daily Signal. It'll be up at the show notes, by the way, with that Federalist article. To access the show notes, the newsletter, it's the same thing. Very simple. Go to Bongino.com/newsletter. Please subscribe. That way we can communicate directly to you, get you these terrific articles. Hans von Spakovsky is a brilliant man, a friend of mine. I go way back with Hans. Super smart guy. I'm telling you, there isn't a person on the planet who knows more about elections and election fraud than Hans von Spakovsky, and he's got a really cool name. That he's really super smart, but that name makes him sound super, super smart. He is. He's a genius. Here's his article at the Daily Signal, worth your time. 9 election reforms states can implement to prevent mistakes and voter fraud. I'm not going to get to every one of them, but I'm going to touch on a few gems in here that would fix this broken election process stat today if we just had people with the cojones to do it and to push for this. Here's number one, simple stuff. Verify the accuracy of the voter registration list. What a crazy idea. Well, how? He says, quote, computerized statewide voter registration lists should be designed to be interoperable so that they can communicate seamlessly with other state record databases to allow frequent exchanges and comparisons of information. For example, here's a simple one. When an individual changes the residence address on his or her driver's license, that information should be sent to state election officials so that the voter registration address of the individual is also changed to his or her new DMV residence address. Why is this hard? I don't understand why that's hard. We have a $4 trillion government. It is the biggest business in the world. the business of government, even though it's not run like a business. It's the biggest business in the history of the world. And you can't figure out a way in the states to make sure that when someone changes their address, it gets changed in a voter reg database too. Why is it hard again? I don't want to dwell too much on any one of them, but here's another one. Again, Joe, not complicated. How about we do this crazy one? Verify the citizenship of voters. Oh, wow. Who would have thought of that? I mean, only lawful citizens can vote in federal elections. States should, quote, therefore, require proof of citizenship to register to vote. So if we had interoperable databases, if we verified the citizenship of our voters, and then we did number three, we required voter ID. Here's another one. Very complicated for the liberals listening. They'll throw out some ridiculously racist thing, guaranteed. Your liberal friend listening in the dorm room right now is like, voter ID? My black friends won't be able to figure that out. And you as a conservative, you should probably be like, that's kind of racist, dude. That's actually pretty, Joe, pretty racist, no?
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Would you, Joe, so on the racist scale of 1 to 10, what would you give that, like a 9.72?
Yeah, some Latin a 10 between there somewhere, yeah.
Around there?
Yeah.
Maybe 9.8. Who
That stinks.
Voter ID, not hard. I assure you, your friends who are black and Hispanic, I promise you, my wife's Hispanic, she figures it out, no problem. It's not hard. I know you believe, because you're a racist white liberal, that blacks and Hispanics can't figure things out because you're a racist white liberal, but I promise you, voter ID is not complicated. Go to your wallet. Extract wallet from pocket. Open said wallet. Take out license device. Show to person. This is not hard. Here's another couple of gems. Limit absentee ballots. Absentee ballots should be reserved for those individuals who are too disabled to vote in person or who will be out of town on election day and all early voting days. Pretty straightforward, no? I mean, I showed you no less than 4, 5, 6 times how the New York Times in 2012 did a big expose on how mail-in ballots are twice as likely to be rejected for all kinds of reasons than people who show up on voting day and vote in person. So why would we incentivize using a system of mail-in ballots where even the New York Times themselves has repeatedly acknowledged are more prone to fraud, error, and being rejected? Why would we do that? Maybe because you benefit from rejections and frauds and confusion. I don't know. Why else would you not want to fix that? It's a problem. Let's fix it. Here's an important one, though. A very important one. We have got to stop this disaster known as ballot harvesting. Now, Hans von Spakovsky has a better name for it. He calls it vote trafficking. I like that. Prevent vote trafficking. Vote trafficking, also called vote harvesting or ballot harvesting by third parties, should be banned. Yes, amen, Brother Hans. That would ensure that candidates, campaign staffers, party activists, and political consultants are prohibited from picking up and potentially mishandling or changing absentee ballots and pressuring or coercing vulnerable voters in their homes. How ballot harvesting, in other words, a third party going out and collecting votes that's not an election official, how that's even a thing is stunning. How is that allowed? Listen, point of personal privilege. I hate the personal stories, but it's important. I spent a lot of my life in law enforcement. If you are going to prosecute someone in a trial and you're going to use evidence, so this remote, whatever, was used to beat someone to death. Be hard, but who knows? Let's just play the game for a minute. This was used to beat someone to death, this dreaded remote, maybe the pointy thing or whatever. If this was evidence, and you show up as a law enforcement officer at the scene and you see the evidence, the dreaded bloody remote, right? Get an evidence bag. You put gloves on so you don't taint the evidence, or you pick it up with some kind of thing where you're not touching the whole thingy. You go put it in the bag and you sign the chain of custody and you get it right to the lab. Joe, do you think it's appropriate to give it to the guy outside at the hot dog stand who gives it to the guy in the bagel store who hands it to the UPS guy to mail it to the evidence lab? Would you do that?
Nah, that's a big no, Dan.
Okay, thank you. Now, Joe, you were not a police officer, correct? So you have no law enforcement training
of.
Just
no.
Okay, thank you. But Joe's a smart guy and figures out that that's probably not a good idea to introduce additional variables into the process. The variables bringing being bagel store guy, hot dog stand guy, and UPS guy. So why would we introduce another variable into the most sacred process we have, voting, by allowing people who aren't voters and not voting officials and election officials to handle ballots? Why would we do that again? Read that article, the whole article. It's really, really good, and it is worth your time, I promise you. We'll be right back.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Dry, irritated, red, blotchy skin all over your face, and it won't go away? Struggling with stress breakouts and uneven skin tone? All gone thanks to Zotique Deep Correcting Serum by Chamonix. Here's Catherine from Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm a doctor working on the front lines of this COVID pandemic. The endless face mask wearing ruined my face. Used several other products without success until Chamonix. The promises are real. Very quickly, my face seems on the mend. These products have started healing the mask creases. Thank you. Zotique uses the power of liposomal technology to deliver the healing, rejuvenating powers of vitamin C to the deepest layers of your skin for results you can see. And it's yours free today with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. Just call 800-525-6553 or visit Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com. Order today and get the classic Genucel jawline treatment and luxurious Genucel XV anti-wrinkle moisturizer free with your order. Every order is upgraded free to priority shipping. Don't wait. Order now. That's Genucel.com. Genucel.com. That's Genucel.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
These are unprecedented times.
challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Alana was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it's cancer. As a parent, when you're told this type of news, you're going to do whatever you can do for your babies. When we got to St. Jude is when I realized that, no, you're not going to get a bill for anything. I don't have to worry about it. They're saying we're going to help save her. We're not going to charge you anything. This is what we do.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Dan Bongino.
This is our economics for liberals section. You know, you got to go slow with them. So get ready, folks. I wake up every morning. Economics is my passion. I try it. Paula loves the economics part of the show. I try not to do too much of it on the show because I don't want to beat you over the head with it. But I've got a few pieces here of information you need to know, because as the government is getting ready under Joe Biden and the Democrat-controlled House and Senate, effectively, they get ready to pass another monstrous spending measure. The ignorance of economics out there in the public is so profound by liberals. They just believe things that aren't true. So we're going to go through a few pieces of information one by one. First, we're going to talk about the Trump tax cuts, a thing lied about so often by the liberals that they've actually convinced themselves their lies are true. So the great Andy Puzder, who I adore, he does some really great work at the Wall Street Journal, and his social media accounts are really terrific. He's responding to this at liberal, I guess, who says, you know, talking about the Trump tax cuts, giving massive tax cuts to corporations, Joe, and the wealthy, did exactly as expected, made them richer at the expense of the American economy. Republicans' platform is to steal from the middle class to enrich themselves. So, you know, this is a liberal. They don't know anything. Do you understand? I need you to get this through your heads to all my listeners, my friends, everyone, my family who listens to this show. Liberals don't know anything. They don't. Their whole world is fake. I don't want to call them all stupid, but many of them just are. Because you're either dumb because you don't know anything, or you're dumb because you could know something and you refuse to look into it, or you're dumb because you've heard the truth and you still tell yourselves lies. So the big lie about the Trump taxes is, oh my gosh, it screwed over the middle class and who benefited the rich. So Puzder's like, dude, not so much. Here are just the numbers, facts, liberals, you know, try just for once, please, to digest a fact and a data point. Puzder responds, in 2018, the first year under the Trump tax cuts, the top 1% of taxpayers paid $16 billion more in income taxes. Joe, got that? You tracking?
All right.
Top 1%, Joe, those evil wealthy people, paid $16 billion more the first year under the Trump tax cut. So, liberals, I know this is horrible. Go slow. The bottom 99% paid $80 billion less. Puzder says, comically, this is the worst tax cut for the rich in history. By the way, income inequality declined 2 years in a row, 2018 to 2019, before the plague. It doesn't matter. I know this isn't going to make a difference to the liberals, especially liberal college kid in the dorm room. Even though I just gave you the facts that the top 1% of earners paid more in taxes while the bottom 99% paid less, I know that doesn't matter to you because you'll just lie to yourself anyway. The top 1%, they got over on me. So in our Economics for Liberals segment here today, just gave you some hard data on the Trump tax cuts, because that's going to come up again as Joe Biden tries to institute a tax hike. Second, here's a video from Katie Porter, a dreadfully ignorant House of Representatives member on the Democrat side. Thinks she's smart. She gets talking points from her staff. Really knows very little about anything. Here's Katie Porter. Here's a video of her on MSNBC. Katie Porter, the staff wasn't here to rescue her on this segment, apparently needs a math lesson as she tries, Joe, to make the point that if you dare
fight against a $15 an hour minimum wage. You want people to starve to death, and you are pulling food right out of their mouths.
It translates very directly, and we have research showing this, that when you raise the wage, when you give a low-income family more money, the first thing that they do is they buy more nutritious food, and they buy food. They stop going hungry at the end of the month or between paychecks. So this is going to directly translate into improved living conditions, the ability to pay rent, to keep a roof over your head, to reduce homelessness, to be able to put food on the table. That's what low-income families, minimum wage workers do when they get a hike in the raise. And when we hear people opposing the minimum wage, I think we have to call them out. They're literally opposing people being able to feed themselves after a hard day's work.
So Katie Porter says, Joe, there's research. Armacost, there's research on this.
Oh.
There's research indicating, yeah, you didn't know this? Come on.
No.
You didn't know that if you oppose the $15 an hour minimum wage, one, you definitely want people to die of starvation literally today. But there's research that it increases their quality of life. They get more nutritious food. They can put roofs over their heads. There's research about that. I must have missed that because I just went and put in a search engine. Very simple, Joe. Katie Porter is a member of Congress, correct? So I went to the Congressional Budget Office. Is that right? Gee, is that right? You mess with it? Congressional. That is the Congressional Budget, correct? Okay. For those of you who think I'm messing with you, I will actually, because the liberal, especially liberal college kid in the dorm room, I will put the link to the Congressional Budget website report on my show notes today for the liberal college kid to read in case you think I'm making this up. So Katie Porter, grotesquely ignorant congresswoman, says there's definitely research about how much minimum wage improves the lot of people, prevents them from starving, as Republicans want to rip food from their mouths. So I looked it up, and that's actually not what the research says from the Congressional Budget Office. She's a member of Congress. It's not the Dan Bongino Budget Office. This is from February 8th, 2021. I'm not really good about dates, but what's today's date? 26th. So, okay, not that long ago. The budgetary effects of the Raise the Wage Act of 2021. It says if the Raise the Wage Act of 2021 was enacted in March of 2021, the cumulative budget deficit over the 2021-2031 period would increase by $54 billion. Okay, so you got that. What else do we got there? We got another little screen cap from this piece. Let's see all this research they have here. Employment would be reduced. This can't be. Reduced. Am I reading? Joe, you're on this. I know your eyes are not as sharp as they were when you were a young, like, archer. From the Hunger Games and all. But that does say employment would be reduced, correct? By 1.4 million workers. It can't be because she told us research said that not only would employment go up, but people would be much better off. So employment would be reduced by 1.4 million workers or 0.9%, according to CBO's average estimate. But the number of, don't worry though, the number of people in poverty would be reduced by 0.9 million. So this is really crazy because again, simple math here, 1.4 million people have no job. Employment would be reduced, while 900,000 people get a little bit of a raise. Katie's a math genius, right? Like, what am I getting wrong? Is there something I'm screwing up here? 500,000 more people, according to Katie Porter's own CBO, will lose their job than will benefit at all from the minimum wage. But she's telling us, if you support, Joe, if you dare fight this, these 500,000 people who are going to be fired, you are literally pulling food from the mouths of people. You want them to starve to death right there. On our Economics for Liberals segment, we are running up debt levels never seen, I mean, literally never seen in human history. Forbes has a really fascinating article I've been trying to get to all week. It is up in the show notes today, and I encourage you to read it. Go to Bongino.com/newsletter, please, to see it. It's about five consequences of the massive government debt we are running up, unprecedented in human history. Literally, the article's called Five Consequences of U.S. Debt at Near $50 Trillion. This was from 2020, October. We haven't even spent the $1.9 trillion. We haven't even passed it yet. John Malden, senior contributor. Here's just a couple. You may be saying to yourself, don't worry. I'm a liberal. I'm the liberal college kid in the dorm room. We can just tax our way out of this. Really? Because here's a quote from the Forbes piece. Even if we double taxes on the top 25%, you know those evil rich people you keep talking about? it would only bring in another $1.3 trillion, and that's assuming people don't change their behavior. A 75% marginal rate plus 4% Medicare for a 79% top tax rate certainly will change behavior. A less shocking 20 to 25% increase would only bring in about $3 billion to $400 billion. I would have to raise rates on incomes over $83,000. So think about this. If those evil rich people you keep talking about in the top 25%, when I'm talking about the 1%, we're talking about raising taxes on the top 25%, because the 1%, you'd only get a fraction of this. Even if people did nothing, like avoided paying the taxes, which they do when they move out of the country or do municipal bonds or tax shelters or whatever it may be, even if they did that, Joe, they would raise $1.3 trillion. The deficit next year alone next year, is going to be probably over $2 trillion. You don't even meet, forget about the budget, you don't even meet the deficit for next year. And that's 1 year, and then the money's gone. So there's nothing to get the year after that when you try to spend even more. So there's no possible – and that's assuming they don't change their behavior, which is literally, Katie Porter, never happened. You tax people a lot. They engage in the American pastime. What is it, Joe? It's tax avoidance. Tax evasion is a crime. Tax avoidance is an American pastime. Just ask Al Sharpton and John Kerry. Here's another tidbit from the Forbes article for all you big spendthrift liberals going, there's no consequence. It's denominated in U.S. government assets. We can print all we want and spend it. Really? Quote, debt's future income brought forward. There is a point at which the debt becomes a drag on U.S. economic growth, and we've probably reached it. GDP growth in the U.S. is going to increasingly look like Japan and or Europe, i.e. almost nil. So the CBO's continued 2% average growth forecast will simply get thrown out the window, and the deficits will get worse. I've done my homework here, folks. I can't warn you anymore. I'm sorry. Not to the conservatives. I don't mean to sound like a jerk. To the liberals listening and to the moderate Democrats listening who are convinced you can spend your money into an abyss. I've warned you for years. I have warned you we are spending ourselves into the most predictable financial crisis in American history, and you just continue to move and just whistling past the graveyard. I am a terrible whistler. I've never figured out how to do that. Joe's a great whistler. Joe can whistle anything. Whistling past the graveyard. Plays the harmonica, too. He's very talented. It's going to happen. It is a mathematical certainty we as a country will go bankrupt.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering. And your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor, restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
It's all over the news. Businesses closing their doors permanently after operating for years. Well, many businesses are unaware of their rights to operate despite COVID-19 restrictions. Download our free empowering resource for business owners. Visit pji.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. So I'm in the doctor's office. I had to get some blood taken. You know, I'm in a doctor's office like twice a week now. I swear, like, I know every single person in the doctor's office by first day, the administrative staff, the nurses, whatever. I'm reading this story. I am cracking up. The guy next to me, he recognizes me from Fox, even with the mask on. He's looking at me like, dude, are you like, what are you like, what's going on? Like, are you okay? Do you need medication or something? I am dying, like knee slapping laughter. Why? I see this story in I have this up in the show notes too, in case you want to show your liberal friends to laugh a little bit. So apparently some U.S. diplomats who work in China were returning to China, and upon returning, headline, China gave U.S. diplomats anal COVID in error, American officials say.
Oh,
not a joke. Listen to the Huzzah headline by Viola Zhao. I love you, Viola. I don't know you, Vice, I think, is a left wing, but Viola Zhao, you've done America a favor. This is the story we all needed today. The U.S. State Department is saying, object to this show. Gee, you think? Who made that call? What a real hero. The U.S. State Department says it's committed to preserving the, quote, dignity of American diplomats. Can you, imagine? You're walking him. I have traveled under a DIP passport, a diplomatic passport before, and you're supposed to be given diplomatic privileges. When you come in through customs in foreign countries, a lot of them have a DIP line, diplomats here. I'm not kidding. And you get to skip the line for the general population, Gen Pop. You do, you get to skip. Imagine being in that DIP line and thinking, like, I really scored. I skipped this line going back into China. And they're like, sir, drop them. Drop them here. We're gonna do the swab. Why am I dropping? No, it's the anal swab instead. And the dude, I'm not doing the anal swab. The villain of the day is definitely the dude at the Chinese border crossing in the airport who thought it was a good idea to do the anal swab rather than maybe just asking people. You know, when I was going into the hospital in Houston for treatment every day, you go in, they give you this little green band, and they ask you a few questions. So, have you been around anyone with COVID? Are you feeling any symptoms, whatever? You running a temperature? I think that's okay. I think that's okay for China, too. I'm pretty sure we don't need the anal swab for the diplomats. Let's preserve our national dignity. And thank you to the hero who took a stand on that one and said, no more anal swabs upon entry back into China for our diplomats. And if you are that Chinese individual, the anal swabber, you are our villain of the day on Friday. Let me end on a good note. Thank you to everyone. This was a press release my partners at Westwood One put out. Paul is still laughing about this story. Moving on. We just hit, and congratulations to my whole crew, Drew, Paula, Guy, Joe, who's been with me from the beginning. I mean, literally from the first show in 2015. Radio Online, the Dan Bongino Show hits its 100th affiliate milestone. Proud of that. We are now on 100 radio stations across the country. We're in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Houston. Yeah, man. I mean, I know it's a big deal to Joe, too. Joe grew up in radio. Yeah. He'd been on the radio a long time, and we're now becoming a really big force in terrestrial radio, and I really appreciate it. I gave a simple quote. I meant it. I wrote it myself. It's not something like a PR firm wrote up, but I wrote, you know, growing up a fan of conservative talk radio makes the moment extra special for me. To be able to reach people across the country with a strong pro-liberty, pro-freedom message, you just took that down. You absolutely killed my momentum, Paula. Killed it. I was motoring right there. Is the honor of a lifetime, said Bongino. Before Paula cut him off, but I still love her. I'll at least get my last line in there. She literally cut me off. She decided she was going to, like, change the thing for some reason. I said, also, special thanks as well to the affiliates partnering up with us in this venture. It means a lot to me. I did grow up on conservative talk radio, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, the great one. So being in 100 stations across the country, thanks to you, means a lot. You're not supposed to say and on the radio, but I get uncomfortable. Self-praise, thanks. But this is all your success. I can only listen to the show once. You all have made it the success it is. So thank you very much. It's been a great week. I really appreciate your patience with, you know, the slow, dreaded news cycles lately. But I promise you, we will always find interesting things to talk about to make you more informed after the show than you were before you tuned in. I will see you all at CPAC a little later, and I will see you all on Monday.
Good day, sir.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Democrats edging a $1.9 trillion pandemic relief package to the brink of House passage. It could come at any moment now. On Capitol Hill, Pennsylvania Republican Guy Reschenthaler says this measure funds too many pet projects for the Democrats.
This bill, which is the most expensive single bill in history, only allocates 9% of the $1.9 trillion price tag to actually defeating COVID. So what are the Democrats spending the rest of the money on? Corrupt pet projects, of course, and also payoffs to progressive liberal special interest groups.
Friday marked the 28th anniversary of the first World Trade Center bombing that killed six people. The 1993 parking garage explosion beneath the Twin Towers left a crater half the size of a football field. Also at townhall.com, public health officials are concerned about COVID-19 cases rising again and the threat of new variants. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the latest trends are concerning because the decline in COVID cases appears to be stalling.
Potentially leveling off at still a very high number.
And that number is about 70,000 new COVID cases per day. White House coronavirus advisor Andy Slavitt says now is not the time to ease coronavirus restrictions.
We think it is a mistake to take our foot off the gas too early.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. health advisors, meanwhile, endorsing a one-dose COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson, expected to provide an easier-to-use option to fight the pandemic. J&J's version protected against COVID-19. At least that's what the FDA says. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
The Biden administration carrying out a U.S. airstrike in Syria. The latest from Media Line's Felice Friedson.
U.S. forces have launched retaliatory air raids against targets belonging to Iranian-backed terrorists in Syria. Friday's strikes along the Syrian-Iraqi border came in retaliation for a missile attack into Iraq in which an American civilian contractor and a U.S. serviceman were killed. The mission was the first armed action ordered by the new administration. With it, President Biden became the seventh consecutive American president to order strikes against targets in the Middle East. Reports from the watchdog organization, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, indicate trucks laden with weapons were struck and at least 22 terrorists belonging to a group known as Hezbollah Brigades were killed. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. In Airbnb's first financial report as a public company, home sharing site has posted a loss of $3.9 billion for the fourth quarter of 2020.
The home sharing business was hurt by the pandemic downturn in travel and recorded costs for becoming a public company. It's taking a charge of $2.8 billion for stock compensation related to the IPO. A year earlier, Airbnb lost $352 million. Revenue was down 22% from a year ago to $859 million. Nights booked fell 39% from a year earlier.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Airbnb declined to offer a forecast for 2021 profit and revenue. Wall Street, Friday, Dow Industrials losing 469 points. NASDAQ, though, had a good day, gaining 72. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I get up in the morning, look at Jill, and say, where the hell are we?
Ah, yes, the old confusion thing. Medic alert went off today on Joe Biden. They called out a silver alert, I think, right? Cocoon. Joe Biden's off the reservation again. He gets lost a lot, even in the house. He doesn't know where the hell he is. Every morning he looks at Dr. Jill. She's not a doctor. Says, where the hell are we? Because he still doesn't know. He's not sure. Every day's a new day. It's like 51st dates. You know, 51st dates. It's poor Joe. Maybe we should pity him. Well, I would, except somehow we got elected president of the United States while sitting in his basement for a year. A remarkable feat, if ever there were one. And now bombing is back in vogue. Have you seen this? This is great. What is the headline here? War is good again. There we go. War is now good because Democrats are in the White House. You know, they love to bomb places. You know that the... This is number one. I'll put up a little tote board next to my desk, I think, and start keeping track of how many countries Lunch Bucket Joe bombs. You know that Barack Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, he bombed more countries than any president since World War II. And he's Mr. Nobel Peace Prize, and the Democrats love that. You know, the Democrats, they got us into, well, the Civil War, if you count Jefferson Davis, the head of the Confederacy, being a Democrat, I think that might have had something to do with it. And then, of course, you know, Woodrow Wilson, racist, segregationist, progressive Democrat, got us into World War I. And then FDR presided over our entry into World War II. And then Harry Truman took over and finished up World War II, dropping nuclear bombs, you know, on the Japanese who were in internment camps here. And then he got us into the Korean War. And then, of course, JFK and really LBJ got us into the Vietnam War. Barack Obama bombed more countries than any president since Harry Truman and FDR. And now Joe Biden is back. And you know what that means? That means the military-industrial complex is back. You see, President Trump was not the candidate of the military-industrial complex, not by a long shot. He was kind of a peacemonger. And he did zap some terrorists in Syria, it's true. But he didn't go around looking for new countries to bomb. Joe Biden will be doing that, no doubt about it. And, of course, the Secretary of Defense is a just-retired four-star Army general, now Secretary, formerly General Lloyd Austin. And so, the whole thing, everything is back in place. The deep state, the establishment, they have secured power in Washington. That means you should get ready for much more bombing. And little children, brown children, in cages. That's good again. Now, what are they called? What are they called, Michael? Now they're called, like, you know, daycare. They're really nice unicorny daycare centers, and everybody loves them. Because now kids in cages is the best thing for them. I saw Jen Psaki with their Savorovinsk hair saying that they're keeping the kids safe. And the news media says, yeah, we're keeping the kids safe. It's real good because, we're keeping the kids safe. We got them in cages. You know, it's not Mitt Romney's dog or anything. It's just illegal immigrant kids who are dropped at the border by negligent parents or coyotes or human traffickers or drug traffickers that really just use the children to get across the border. The Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, they're good with that. They're all fine with that. They like that whole thing. Have I mentioned that we are at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625 is the telephone number here. And, you know, you remember when Kamala Harris she was running for president. She went down to Homestead, Florida, where some kids were being kept because of, you know, illegal immigration and stuff. And she was outraged and pounding her fist, and there was a terrible thing. And she wouldn't sit still for this, and she wouldn't allow this. And then not a peep out of her, because they're reopening that very same facility that she was protesting at. While she was running for president not so long ago. Didn't go very well, that running for president thing, but turns out she'll be president soon anyway, so a little bit of, looks like the joke's on us. All she had to do was, nothing, get a bunch of stuff wrong, cackle like a loon, and she's VP. She's living in the vice president's residence. Very nice Victorian home on the grounds of the U.S. Naval Observatory. And soon she's probably already, you know, picking out curtains for the White House, given, you know, it's not going to be long before it's curtains for Joe Biden, one way or the other. You know, he may have to invent a disease and step aside if they have a disagreement, she and Kamala. That's what Joe Biden said. He may have to invent a disease. He'd fabricate some kind of an illness, and then he'd step down, and then Kamala would become president, and that's good stuff. A lot of race and class and gender in today's news because, you know, Democrats, they're all about that stuff. And very excited, the U.S. Park Police. I'll get to this stuff. The first black female chief of the U.S. Park Police. This is going to go on for the next century or so. And the first black female chief of the U.S. Capitol Police just took over weeks ago after the white guy was kicked out on account of that January 6th stuff. You know, so that was an issue. All that Democrats see is your race and your gender. And except with gender, it gets really complicated very quickly because, is Ellen Page still a man? Is Ellen Page still a man? She became a man. She declared herself to be a man just a few weeks ago. I assume she's sticking with it, you know, at least for now. But this is good stuff. And so kids in cage is good. Dropping bombs on Arab countries, good. Fences and concertina wire around the Capitol, good. Thousands of troops on the streets of Washington, good. It's the Biden junta and the corrupt news media. Gosh, are they corrupt. They're really corrupt. Speaking of which, there's a fun report out that Chicago, this will come as a shock to everyone, Chicago is the most corrupt city in America. They have rankings now, and they've been ranked the most corrupt city in America. There are other cities that fall in behind them. But surprise, surprise, as Gomer Pyle used to say, Chicago is ranked the most corrupt city in America. Democrats, Democrats everywhere. And they're doing crazy stuff over there, too. AOC is very upset about children in cages. Well, no, not really. About bombing Syria? Not really. She's upset that the NYPD has unveiled their new robo police dog, you know, robo cop dog. And it's kind of a funny-looking blue. It's a robot, and it runs around. You got to worry about these robots. They're everywhere. And she's very concerned because anybody guess? Because it's racist. They got the robots are racist already, apparently made in China or something like that. So they're racist. It's amazing stuff. Also, when it comes to African-Americans attacking and beating the hell out of Asians, especially old Asians, may kill an Asian here or there. Let's not call that a hate crime, because that's not hate crimes. Hate crimes are different than that. Hate crimes are committed by white people, not by black people attacking Asian people. It's right here in the papers, and they have scholars and stuff saying that, like Michael Eric Dyson. He said, you know, let's not rush to judgment, and just because who killed who, it's all this good stuff. So we got that going on today, and of course the $1.9 trillion bilking of of America, the biggest scam, probably the biggest kleptocracy, just right in broad daylight. They do it in plain sight now because the media is that corrupt that the Democrats can just steal hundreds of billions of dollars to bail out corrupt Democrat mayors and governors who have overpromised their corrupt unions that fund their reelections. And now the middle America taxpayers, we get to refill the coffers of the corrupt Democrats to the tune of, I always like to the tune of, why to the tune of? To the tune of several hundred billion dollars. Also, what do we have, $160 billion in there for the teachers' unions? That they're going to use $6 billion this year. But then we've got like $130 billion? It's more than $100 billion for the teachers' unions. And that's fine, too. CNN isn't covering that. The Washington Post is fine with it because they're not Republicans. You know, they're Democrats, so it's okay. It's just fine. And so kids in cage is good. Bombing countries, good. Stealing hundreds of billions from the American people, good. That's all good stuff. Good, good, good. And, and the transgender thing. They got more trans stuff because, speaking of the trans stuff, the people at Hasbro kind of stepped on their own thing yesterday, which is easy to do when you're just a potato head with short little legs. And Mr. Potato Head goes gender neutral. It became a very confused story yesterday because the numbskulls at Hasbro kind of screwed this up. No more Mr. Potato Head, no more Mrs. Potato Head. And the reason is, you see, they said they were first announced they were doing away with Mr. Potato Head, and it's just going to be Potato Head, like it's an androgynous hermaphrodite of Potato Head. And the reason is they wanted to be more inclusive by excluding the word Mr., because the word Mr., you know, hey, Mr., got a quarter? You know, the word Mr. is apparently now, I don't know what it is. It's verboten. It must be erased because Mr. implies men, and, you know, you can't have them because Democrats are really gender conflicted. They've got a lot of issues among them, their gender issues. And apparently some numbskulls at Hasbro decided they're going to do away with Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head, and they're going to still sell the Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head things, but it gets complicated from there because, you know, trans and same-sex. So now they've Mr. Potato Head, this is the Democrat Party. They can't leave anything alone. They politicize everything. I assume next Monopoly will become, you know, trans Monopoly or something like that. I hesitate to guess what they might do with Twister. I might come with a tub of Wham Jam or something, and who knows what else, but a lot of crazy stuff there. Really nuts. Got to tell you. Nancy Pelosi thinks that Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin was the star of Miami Vice, and she's still kind of hot from, you know, tight slacks, Ferrari, Daytona, all kinds of good stuff. But she's pining, I think, for the 1980s, which wouldn't come as a big surprise, I think, because back then, you know, the skin on her face reached all the way around naturally, and it was a completely different era for her. So just scratching the surface on a few things we've got here. And the bombing, you know, remember, Michael, I think, you have that John McCain. Remember when John McCain was running and he did a little play on a Beach Boys song about bombing Iran, and he was a terrible, awful, warmongering Republican, even though Democrats get us into pretty much every war. And John McCain, he was vilified for his little joke.
That old Beach Boys song, Bomb Iran. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Anyway.
Yes, well, Joe Biden is bombing Iranian forces in Syria. They're proxy forces. You know, they're funded by the Obama-Biden White House, if you want to know the truth, because they wouldn't really have all this extra cash to be waging wars in Iraq and Syria and Yemen and, you know, blowing up community centers, Jewish community centers in Buenos Aires, if it weren't for their number one benefactor, their benevolent benefactor, Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama II, and, you know, number one funder of the number one state sponsor of terror in the modern world. And fortunately for them, what, $100 billion from the Obama White House and the Obama-Biden White House. And now Joe he's stabbing our ally, Egypt, in the front. He's stabbing our ally, Israel, in the front. He's stabbing our ally, Saudi Arabia, in the front. And he's been sucking up to Iran. So this is, you know, they say that 17 people were killed in these airstrikes. with JDAM 17. The people start talking military jargon. Joint Direct Attack Munitions. Those are guided bombs. GBUs, guided bomb units. And they dropped 17 bombs. And they say 17, maybe 22 dead between the various news reports. And then you have journalists and liberal journalists like Amy Susskind, who has a Twitter account, naturally, and she's got a rainbow flag and a check mark next to her, a little picture there. And she tweeted out after the bombing of Iranian forces in Syria yesterday by the military-industrial complex candidate, lunch bucket Joe Biden. Amy Susskind tweeted, "So different having military action under Biden." I said the rainbow flag, I don't think she wants any military action under Biden, but no middle school level threats on Twitter. No, just dropping bombs on various countries. This is bombing two countries at once because it's Iran in Syria. So really it's kind of like, you know, certs two things in one, bombing two countries at once. Very warlike, belligerent, warmongering, military-industrial complex, racial jungle, racist Joe Biden with all of his Richard Russell Democrat segregationist friends. And it's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? Trust Biden and his team's competence, she wrote. She's a journalist, you know. So different having military action under Biden. Well, there really wasn't a lot of military action under Trump, but we're less than a little over a month into Lunch Bucket Joe's presidency. And he's already bombing. He's already bombing. Bomb, 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 Iran. It's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? Now they're praising him for bombing, praising him for putting kids in cages. We got thousands of troops on the street. We got concertina, miles of it around the U.S. Capitol. And the media loves it all. They're lapping it up, num, 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 like the little lap dogs that they are.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Attention savvy investors, Chris Plant here. Looking for a predictable monthly cash flow? Is a 10% annualized immediate monthly payout good for starters? How about bonuses targeted to 21%? If you want the safety and security of a real estate investment, but without the hassles of being a landlord, you've probably heard of NRIA. NRIA is an industry-leading real estate development firm in its 15th year, developing strategically located, low-risk, high-demand neighborhoods based on supply and demand imbalance. They're a great fit for safety-oriented investors who want cash flow and diversification into carefully chosen real estate. Learn more about the NRIA Real Estate Development Fund at NRIA.net or call 800-800-1414. That's 800-800-1414. An offer of securities is only made by NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net.
According to the National Institutes of Health, 30% of hospital admissions in older adults are drug-related, like taking meds at the wrong time. Hero Health simplifies medication management. The smart device stores up to 90 days' worth of up to 10 different pills. It dispenses them at the push of a button. Try Hero risk-free for 30 days and get free contactless delivery. Just call 800-420-7550. That's 800-420-7550. 800-420-7550. Hero. Medication managed.
Okay, so you didn't hear it from me, but you can find some amazing deals on activewear at Kohl's right now. I'm talking major brands. Like, it almost seems too good to be true, but it's not. I got some super cute sneakers from Adidas, and the Nike tee I got for my daughter was 25% off. And not to brag, but I also earned triple rewards with my Kohl's card, so you know I'm going back for the Fitbit Versa 3. Or will I get the Under Armour leggings? Select styles. Kohl's Rewards members earn double or triple rewards February 24th through 28th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries are not cheap. They're $70,000 a year. I'm Alan Jones, founder and CEO of Bambi. I created Bambi specifically for small business. Get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. Seriously. Let's change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. With Bambi, your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, we customize your policies to fit your business. and help you manage your employees day to day. All for just $99 a month, period. Month to month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get a free HR audit today.
Go to Bambi.com/Chris. Spelled BAM to the BEE.com/Chris. Go to Bambi.com/Chris.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Somebody asked that? Are we back? Ah, yes. I one of the stories of the day has to be U.S. diplomats undergoing anal swab testing for the COVID-19 in China. You know, and the funny thing is they were lining up for it. It's like they're Californians or something. They've missed home terribly, a lot of these diplomats. The anal swab test, and then, see, I mean, it gets even funnier from there because then China lied about it. They denied it, and it's, you know, kind of a hard thing to deny. And then they said it was a mistake. It was done in error. So which is it, you communist B-words, you people? Speaking of the communists and what they unleash on the planet, which is death and mayhem and kleptocracy, you know, kind of like Pelosi. You got some Pelosi to do, too. Oh, yeah, that $15 minimum wage. The parliamentarian in the Senate, the woman who is the parliamentarian in charge of parliamentary rules, ruled against the Democrats, including the $15 minimum wage in this giant, ridiculous bailout for Democrats and unions, and the big lie that is this $1.9 trillion bill, a small fraction of it actually going to COVID relief. And, boy, I'm telling you, the Democrats, they say, well, it's time to do it. First of all, the parliamentarian should be fired. Ilhan Omar, who brings the sensibilities of third world authoritarianism with her to Congress, calls for the parliamentarian to be canceled and fired and destroyed and tossed out on the street because, you know, that's her style. That's she's not really with us. And then they want to do away with the filibuster so they can give the bums rush to all the crazy stuff they want to. Now, in New York, Mediaite has the story. A pair of new studies show that an ominous new variant of the COVID-19 is spreading rapidly in New York City, showing up in about 1 out of 8 infections tracked in a scientific database. The results are preliminary. Neither study has been peer-reviewed, and one has not been made public yet. But scientists say vaccines could be less effective, keywords could be, in against the mutation. They got mutations because the communists, you know. And it's spreading fast, spreading like wildfire. According to the New York Times, you know them, the new variant called B.1.526, that's what it's called. They like to make it user-friendly. We'll just call it the Cuomo variant, the Cuomo virus, the Cuomo variant. I'm going to change my name to THX1138, I think, the way things are going. It appeared in samples collected in the city in November. It's February now, and they're letting us know about it. This is good. So this is why we have such confidence in our medical and governmental establishment.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded
peeling, or even scratched up, it'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Yeah, I just I love this COVID, the new variant that is spreading like wildfire in New York City that they discovered in November, and the New York Times is reporting it today for the first time. And the new variant, the Cuomo variant, you know, he's the nursing home slayer. He makes the Night Stalker look like a piker. The new variant is called the B.1.526. We really need to put human beings in charge of this instead of computers or robots or whatever we currently have. And they say this, it accounted for about one in four viral sequences appearing in a database shared by scientists. That's nicely written, New York Times. Really, one in four viral sequences appearing in databases shared by scientists? That's the best you could do in translating that for everyday usage. That figure includes the South African variant. That is obviously racist. Africa is Africa. Thank you very much. You can't say the China Wuhan Red Death, you know, the China flu or anything, because that's racist. But the South African variant, that's fine. The New York Times says that, and that's all good. The UK variant, you can say that. But really, they want B.1.526 because, you know, that's the way THX 1138 always expresses it. These people are something. So there are new variants, and, you know, that means, you know, more lockdowns. And, you know, soon we're going to have to take a vaccine every 3 months, and you're going to have to beg to the government for the vaccine so you can stay alive. It becomes like a sci-fi film, the whole country, the whole world. Pretty amazing stuff. Oh, okay, we got lots of things to get. We got the transgender. They got more transgender stuff. And there was good stuff yesterday. Senator Rand Paul, perhaps you've heard of him. He's an actual medical doctor, unlike Jill Biden, for example. Before we get on to the other stuff, and because this transgender stuff, this is really something. And Rand Paul, see, he's got a bit of common sense, too. He brings some common sense to the dance. And that is very much frowned upon in Washington, common sense. You can't have common sense. Because the variant is the B.1.526, and if you don't talk in those terms, then you're left out. And Mr. Potato Head is no longer Mr. He's just Potato Head because Mr. is not inclusive. It's not inclusive. Actually, eliminating it is exclusive. But they don't know what these words mean. They use words like diversity and things, which they don't understand. They think that everything is about race, just for one thing. The party of the Confederacy and Jim Crow, everything's about race with them. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Philip calling from Arlington, Virginia. Philip, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Almost no one has reported that 24 hours after Joe Biden became president, he sent an invasion force into Syria, both the helicopter and vehicle borne. And now we've got the attacks in Syria. And I'm going to break news here on your show, Chris. No one has reported that the Pentagon is surrounded by Jersey barriers, chain link fence, and barbed wire. I went down there 2 days ago and walked around, and I have the Pentagon has never been ringed with fencing like this, even during the height of the Vietnam War protests. And all the time you were there, Chris, there was never barriers. What's going on, and why do we need such things?
No, you're 100% right, and I went to work at the Pentagon every day for about 10 years, And it's always been a very open facility. It's a, you know, it's a military installation, a reservation. And it's always been very open. Everybody can just walk up to the doors. You can walk to the metro there to get on the subway trains. You can take the subway right in and get out there and wander over to shopping mall across the street and so on. And I've got to say, I have not been over there since they surrounded it with fences and barbed wire. And it is the first time hearing about it. So I'm going to have to call up my satellites and send them over there to take a look.
I did research on the interwebs, and apparently it went up on the 13th of January, 7 days after the, you know, what they call it up on Capitol Hill, the quote-unquote insurrection. So it's a new thing, and once again, how long is this going to stay there? Somebody described it as a FOB in Iraq.
As a forward operating base in Iraq, and the Capitol looks like a concentration camp. And I haven't heard about the Pentagon, but I believe you. And this is we've got thousands of troops on the streets of Washington, D.C. And it gets worse than that because actually I think do we have the audio, Michael, it's the U.S. Capitol Police Chief, right, who just yep. took over months ago. And I think we have two sound bites of her describing what their plan is for the Capitol, because there are terrible, I think, white supremacist militias who are planning on blowing up the Capitol on the State of the Union, which hasn't been announced because Biden's, you know, senile. And they're saying that they I've got two sound bites from where are they? Are they in the fancy cut sheet here, Michael? Here they are. Her name is Yogananda Pittman. That's right, Yogananda. Yoga like, namaste. And and Yogananda Pittman is the police chief there. And there are headlines all over that she's the first woman and the first black person to be the police chief because those are the most important things. Now, keep in mind, because the new Park Police Chief is a black woman too, and the headlines are all first black woman to the. Now you got to keep in mind, you know, black people in the United States, African Americans, about 13% of the population. So let's say African American women are about 7% of the population, and until an African American woman has held every job, 7% of the population has held every job in the United States of America, we're going to be getting these headlines for 100 years. The first black woman to, be the manager of the Safeway grocery store on Wisconsin Avenue. 7% of the population, it's going to take a while before 7% of the population cycles through every job. But never mind that. Here is, that's not important now. Here's Yogananda Pittman talking about the threat to blow up the Capitol by these awful, we've been hearing so much about them. Don't see a lot from them. Hundreds of riots sacking city after city in America. And none of them are ever described as Biden supporters, even though they all are. And here comes Yogananda Pittman, the new chief of the U.S. Capitol Police.
We know that members of the militia groups that were present on January 6th have stated their desires that they want to blow up the Capitol and kill as many members as possible with a direct nexus to the State of the Union.
Okay, and that's these militia groups. We know. Just take her word for it because she has a long history of being trustworthy. We know that these militia groups, and they want to blow up the Capitol, she said, and kill as many members of Congress as possible, which reminds me of the Bernie Sanders volunteer, the Bernie Sanders irregular James Hodgkinson, who, of course, shot up that baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia, while the Republican baseball team was practicing, and shot Congressman Steve Scalise with his Russian-made SKS rifle and nearly killed Congressman Steve Scalise. He tried to gun down Rand Paul. Dr. Senator Rand Paul was there. He's a real doctor, not like Jill Biden. And she's not done yet because these militia groups, we know that they want to blow up the Capitol, State of the Union, kill as many members of Congress as possible. Maybe you guys should engage in some law enforcement and some security or something. And these militia groups who were present on the day of, really. And if I were a reporter there, I might ask something like, can you name the militia groups and how do you know this? I might ask that, but nobody asked that. Here is real name, not making it up, Yogananda Pittman.
So based on that information, we think that it's prudent that Capitol Police maintain its enhanced and robust security posture until we address those vulnerabilities going forward.
Until we address those vulnerabilities going forward, they're enhanced and they're robust. That robust is one of those Washington words that they use all the time. They usually don't know what it means. It's robust, isn't it? Robust. I'm telling you, Philip. Thank you for the update on the Pentagon. And I'm going to go check that out myself. Maybe some local news, but probably not. We'll cover it. But there it is. There are militia groups who want to blow up the Capitol and kill as many. And they just come out and say this. And you think any reporters ask the obvious questions? Like where you say, we know, explain that. from where do you know that? How do you know that? And name the militia groups that were present on January 6th that are behind this nefarious plot to blow up the Capitol and kill as many members of Congress. This is some kind of rhetoric, and it requires some investigation, I've got to say. Gosh, are there like Syrians or Iranian-backed groups behind? No, it's just Trump supporters, you see. Militia groups, not Antifa, which has, you know, caused billions and damaged Black Lives Matter. You know, Black Lives Matter volunteer murdered 5 police officers in Dallas in a mass murder there. It was a suicide attacker. James Hodgkinson, who attacked the baseball field, was a suicide attacker, a Democrat Party. Bernie Sanders volunteer suicide attacker gunned down. In the midst of it, how many people did he shoot? 4 or 5 people that day. And that was a one-day story in the media because it didn't serve the interests of the Democratic Party. Let's go to, thank you, Philip. Let's go to Mike calling from Washington, D.C. Mike, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me on your show.
Sure.
I wonder if you know about the bombings in Syria. I think that's been underreported. The very country that Trump tried to get American troops out of, because we were not invited into that country to begin with. And another thing that the news don't report on is, if you need all this security around the Capitol, how many Capitol Hill police officers do you really have to get the job done? And is all of this really needed? I think it's all an exaggeration to make local Joe Biden look good, and that's all it's about. It's about that. And I'm getting sick and tired of these news reporters running around telling me, a black person, about systemic racism. If systemic racism is around, it's coming from the press. Not from the people. That's all I have to say, Chris, and thanks. Keep up the good work, and we no longer have Rush Limbaugh, God rest his soul, but we still have you.
Well, thank you, Michael. That's very kind. Thank you. Thank you for the call, and honestly, for everything you said. Thanks thanks very much. As Mike in Washington, D.C. Now, Michael, do we have we've got some of this Rand Paul stuff, don't we, with Dr. Rachel Levine, because, you know, Mr. Potato Head, they pulled the Mr. off yesterday because it's not inclusive. The word Mr. is not inclusive. And we've got a transgender, formerly man, now woman, Dr. Rachel Levine, who is in line, been tapped by Joe Biden to become the Assistant Secretary of Department of Health and Human Services. And transgender person, Rachel Levine, who advocates... And I have these stories, you know, people making their kids go transgender at the age of 3, their kids go transgender at the age of 5. Senator Rand Paul asked Dr. Rachel Levine, Obama pick for Health and Human Services, about the efficacy of allowing children. We don't allow kids to drive until they're 16 and drink till they're 21, but you can change your gender when you're 3. Rand Paul finds that curious.
Do you believe that minors are capable of making such a life-changing decision as changing one's sex?
Transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field. If I'm fortunate enough to be confirmed as the Assistant Secretary of Health, I look forward to working with you.
Total dodge. Rand Paul was, this is at the confirmation hearing in the Senate yesterday, Rand Paul was having none of it.
I'm alarmed that you won't say with certainty that minors should not have the ability to make the decision to take hormones that will affect them for the rest of their life. Will you make a more firm decision on whether or not minors should be involved in these decisions?
Senator, transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field, and if confirmed to the position of Assistant Secretary of Health, I would certainly be pleased to come to your office and talk with you and your staff about the standards of care and the complexity of this field.
Yeah, and the standards of care and the complexities of this field. And another dodge, a complete non-answer, Rand Paul persists.
Let it go into the record that the witness refused to answer the question. The question is a very specific one. Should minors be making these momentous decisions? For most of the history of medicine, we wouldn't let you have a cut sewn up in the ER. But you're willing to let a minor take things that prevent their puberty, and you think they get that back? You give a woman testosterone enough that she grows a beard, do you think she's going to go back looking like a woman when you stop the testosterone? You have permanently changed them.
You have permanently changed them. And, yeah. And she's like, yeah.
Okay. None of these drugs have been approved for this. They're all being used off-label. I find it ironic that the left that went nuts over hydroxychloroquine being used possibly for COVID are not alarmed that these hormones are being used off-label. There's no long-term studies. We don't know what happens to them.
And by the way, the Democrats in the House of Representatives yesterday passed what they call the Equality Act, passes the House. And the headline is Equality Act passes House despite Republican temper tantrums. And Chuck Schumer came out and declared this is all about equality. It's in fact about discriminating against biological women by having men compete against them in high school sports and college sports and amateur sports. And young women who are getting the shaft here on this whole thing, if you will. It is a truly remarkable thing to see, I've got to say. All right, quick break here, Michael. And I gotta say, the Democrats, I got some more on this, too, because they passed this act. They're very proud of it. They say it prevents discrimination, when in fact it codifies discrimination. It enshrines in the law discrimination. But it's left-wing discrimination, you know, the good kind, like against men, against white people, against biological women and biological girls. But it's got the approval of the Democrat Party because they've lost their minds.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager's salaries aren't cheap. They average around $70,000 a year. Bambee, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small businesses like yours. You can get a dedicated HR manager available by phone, by email, real-time chat online, from onboarding to termination. They customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. Month to month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. With Bambee, you can flip HR from being your biggest liability to being your biggest strength. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend your time on HR compliance. Let Bambee help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambee.com/Chris right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambee.com/Chris. Spell Bambee.com/Chris.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumerAssets.org, number 3030.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Now, this Equality Act passes the House despite Republican temper tantrums is the headline. This is designed to discriminate against. I don't know. Do we have the audio of the three young women from Connecticut who were Pramila Jayapal is a Democrat member of the House of Representatives and a radical and a member of the, what's it called, the Klan? Is that what it is? Because the Democrats, they like to create Klan. They got the Kennedy Klan, the Ku Klux Klan, you know, various Democrat Party clans. She's part of, what is it, the Cell Group, the radicals. And she has, it turns out, a transgender child who's 23 years old, I think. And she's very emotional about it. She cares very deeply. If she really cared, she'd become a man, I think. But, you know, like, you know, that Juno, like Ellen Page. Is Ellen Page still a man? Here's Pramila Jayapal about her transgender child.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise today in strong support of the Equality Act. I am the proud mom of a trans kid. I will fight every single day for every trans person, every LGBTQ person, including my kid, to explore and express the fullness of their gender without fear or risk of being fired, denied housing, or refused service because of their sexual orientation or gender identity.
I'm expressing the fullness of my gender right now. I don't want to explain how, But you just take my word for it. Right now I'm expressing the fullness of my... How does one exactly... How do you express the fullness of your gender? Is that the phrasing there, I think, that I heard? Express the fullness of their gender. Do they get to express the fullness of the gender by competing as women, even though every chromosome in their body is male? Do they get to say, I'm a woman, even though they have external genitalia? Exactly how does this go? And I don't care. I've told the story before. I had a neighbor, no longer lives in the building, but very nice person, a transgender person, grew up male, became female, 6'5", and perfectly nice person. And I wish nobody any harm. But this is about men's shower rooms at grammar schools and high schools and colleges and competing in women's sports. And that's not right and that's not fair, and everybody knows it. But they just pick fights with you about everything, no matter how crazy. And honestly, there are pieces in this article about the mean Republican congresswoman who put a sign in the hallway outside of her office door saying there are two genders, trust the science, male and female, trust the science. They don't trust the science. They're making up science as they go, and they're going to slow the rise of the oceans.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.